Well, we're back at Donovan Trumbull High School tonight as we get set for the boys' game between St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull. As we spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher, and coach, opening weekend, a loss to Columbus Scotus, a loss to Bishop Newman. Didn't play that poorly, but came out on the short end of things.
Yeah, you're right. I thought our kids gave a great effort in opening weekend. The first night, you know, we played well. It was just a game that got into overtime, and maybe a little bit of inexperience took over there at the end. And, you know, they've got an all-state player, and we kind of let him do his thing, you know, later in the game. But, you know, going on the road on Saturday night, I really think our kids didn't respond too well to that. And was that inexperience? Is it youth facing a really good Wahoo Newman basketball team? And then, you know, they come out in a 1-3-1 defense, and it was pretty stifling, to say the least. Our kids were struggling to get shots. And when they did get shots, it was a rush shot. You know, the game, speed of the game in the half court was really sped up. So you look at that, and overall, you know, we knew we had an opportunity on Friday night to win a basketball game, and that's kind of one we maybe let slip away. But overall, you know, playing good competition, hopefully it'll make us better as we go on.
I guess after the opening weekend, one thing that really jumps out is offensively, just did not score enough points, and in some way we got to find some more offense.
Yeah, our defense really played pretty well in both basketball games, and I was real pleased with that. And I thought we were better defensively just by looking at us throughout the preseason. Now, offensively, we've got to put the ball in the hole, but we're still relying a little bit too much on our perimeter to try to get some of the scoring done. And when you play bigger teams, like a bigger team like we did on Saturday night, we didn't really get much going on the interior there, and a lot of that was due to the guard pressure out front. But we're going to see the same thing, you know, when we play Friday night. So you know, that's the same concept. You got to get yourself, we got to try to get the ball inside, and then you know, that'll maybe shore some things up on the perimeter.
You've got to try to get the ball inside, but you really don't have a dominant big man in there this year to get the job done, do we?
No, we don't. We've talked a lot about that in the preseason. We're not, you know, the biggest team, you know, 6'2", 6'3", and, you know, Zach Kitten's more of a swing man on the perimeter, and he can go inside a little bit. He's got a few nice moves, but, you know, right now we're a team that's playing prominently four guards all the time. And, you know, without a big man, we're going to have to get the game moving up and down, too. And that's something we really didn't do a very good job of against Newman. But we didn't have a lot of opportunities after watching the film. They were always back into their 1-3-1 defense. And there was, I think we had 26 fouls called on us, and they had 23 fouls called on them. So the game was always stopping. So you were always going for 5-on-5.
We expected Alex Sheehy to maybe carry most of the offensive load, and so far he has the first two games.
At this point, yeah, he played a really nice game on Friday night against Scotus with 16 points, and then he came back against Wahoo Newman and had some really nice looks and just didn't get the ball to go down. And, you know, we expected him to be our leader in the offensive side of the ball, and he started for 3 years. And, you know, we've got to get Alex's shots, and he's got to try to create some shots on his own. Sometimes when he shoots it, even if it's a little bit of a forced shot, our other guys, you know he's going to take those opportunities. So we've got to get offensive rebounds, and we've got to try to generate a little more offense that way.
Just a culmination of a lot of little things, a couple of rebounds here, a couple of transitions, baskets, and things like that, going to produce some more points for you?
Yeah, and I don't think we're that far off. You would like to think our movement's been good. I think we're, you know, we're not a great physical screening team like we've had 4 or 5 years ago, and I think that has to do with a lot of the kids being young and not playing a lot. But we're moving well. We're not screening as often as I'd like, but we're moving well on offense. And we're, like I said, we've got to find some creativity of getting, you know, out and running and getting a cheap bucket here or there, and you know, that's controlling the glass. And we've actually done a real nice job rebounding the basketball up to this point.
The other side of things, you mentioned the defense a couple of times. The defense has not played too bad through the first two.
No, you look at that, and we gave up 38 points in regulation going into overtime, and then we gave up a kind of a tough overtime 12. But, you know, that game, you know, going into overtime, if we can hold teams in the 40s, we're going to give ourselves an opportunity to win. And outside of the first little bit of the Newman game, we got down 14-2 right away. And then we switched back to our man-to-man defense, and our man-to-man defense through the rest of the game was giving up 35 points. So I think our man-to-man defense at this point is really strong. Our zone defense wasn't that bad. It was just the fact that they hit two really tough shots, and the other two shots they made against our zone was just a mistake of execution on our part. But, you know, defensively, we've got to be good, because I don't know how long it's going to take before our offense really starts to flow.
Now you face a team tonight in Donovan Trumbull. We thought this was a team that might get off to a slow start because of their extended football season. Wasn't the case. They got out of the gates last week and scored 88 points against Blue Hill, and also picked up a win against St. Paul. So out of the gates with a couple of wins.
Yeah, they're a very, very talented, experienced team, and I think their top eight players are all seniors. Anytime you can return the type of depth they had, and you have a lot of momentum carrying over from the fall football season. And I watched them on last Friday night against Blue Hill, and they looked like they hadn't skipped a beat outside of maybe being a little bit out of shape. And they were rotating them in. Hartman had them go in and out every 3 minutes because they were fatigued. But, you know, those kids are competitors, and for those 3 minutes, they played awfully hard and made it miserable for Blue Hill during that game. And then I know going up to St. Paul, I watched that film, and they looked even a little more sluggish that night, but they still put 66 points up on the board, and they're creating a lot of havoc with their defense right now and getting a lot of run out baskets. And, you know, teams are turning the ball over against them just because of their physicality and their quickness and instincts on defense.
They've been known as a defensive team for several years now. What are they doing on defense?
Well, so far this year, they're trying to play a little bit of man-to-man at spots, but their main defense at this point in the last two ball games has been a 1-3-1, and it's long and it's strong and it's quick. So, you know, they're going to play in that small gym, and that's very similar to the size that Newman had the other night. And you get in that small gym, and that's a pretty intimidating defense for anything when you're stringing the bodies that they string across that front line, and then the quickness they put on the top and bottom, and they can switch it up by putting Creighton Burr, a 6'5 kid, on the top of that 1-3-1. So you don't get a lot of ball reversal. You don't get the defense to move a lot. And as a coach, you watch it, you go, wow, there's a seam there and there's a seam there. But until you put your kids out there and they see that, you know, you hope that they can see the things that you can see on film or you can see it during a scouting report. But it definitely, their quickness and athleticism, and that allows them to get out in transition right away too with that those three guys across the middle. So it's an intimidating type defense. It'll be very difficult for our kids, but I think we'll be a little better prepared than we were against Bishop Noonan.
You mentioned Burr. He's off to a quick start here, averaging 24.5 points per ball game through the first two. Talk about him.
Well, he's an all-state type caliber of player. I thought he was one of the better players in this area last year. He might not have had that big of numbers, and they spread it out throughout the season, and he may not end up averaging 24, but he's capable of hitting 20-plus every single night because he can do a lot of different things. He scores from the perimeter. He rebounds well. The night I watched him, he had three dunks, you know, in a game, and he plays around above the rim. He's a college-type player. You know, he's kind of their go-to catalyst on offense. And what's scary is he's creating a lot of things at the top of that 1-3-1 at different times, too, with his defense. So, you know, and they're doing a good job, too. I think Creighton knows he can shoot it at any time he wants. And that's something that, you know, those kids are accepting, is the fact that he's probably their best basketball player all around and are getting in the ball.
Several of the guys on this basketball team that can be dangerous. Grady Cook is one of them. And oh, by the way, there's this Jordan Slough kid that plays on this basketball team, too.
Yeah, those guys got a lot of experience. I remember when they were sophomores and we were playing against these same type kids we're talking about. And Grady Cook's big, strong. He's gotten a lot bigger, thicker as the years have went by. And, you know, he just cleans up a lot of the stuff that, you know, you'll look at the box score and every night he seems like he's between 8 and 12 points, probably around 8 rebounds. And Jordan Slough, I think for the last 3 years, has done a great job of just being their motor. I mean, it just seems like he's the Energizer Bunny. Him and Lorenzo Williams do not stop going. And if it's out in a break, once in a while they're a little reckless with their passing. But that's kind of the way the entire squad is they play with a high amount of octane, and they're going to make some mistakes, but it seems like they're creating more mistakes than they're making. And with Slough's energy and the rest of the kids that they have put on the floor, they really are so athletic that it causes a lot of problems.
We already talked about three of their main stars, and we haven't even mentioned Riley Wolfong yet. He was the quarterback on their football team, and I assume he's a big part of the basketball team too.
Yeah, he sure is, and he's kind of like that stabilizer guy that you just look at, and he's going to hit three or four daggers for him, it seems like, in every game. He's their best three-point shooter, I would say, you know, from the perimeter, and they do a nice job of setting him up at the end of quarters. And you know, he's a wing guy that's not going to drive it near as much as the others, but he definitely knocks down open three-point shots. And you know, he kind of reminds me of the kid that, you know, you have to guard him tight, and then all of a sudden he hits one, and you're just like, how did he get open? But you're so concerned with everybody else that he's that kid that throws the dagger at you.
Based on all that, now we got to this ball game here tonight. How do we attack this team? Where do we even start?
Well, I mean, they're big and physical, and anytime you play that type of team, you can't give up second opportunities. You know, we're definitely a shorter basketball team, and then if you put us on a scale, it wouldn't even be close. So we've got to do a great job of keeping them off the glass, controlling the boards, and then we've got to keep the game. You know, I want to run, but I think we get into reckless running, we've got to value the basketball so that we don't turn it over. We've been, you know, in that 16-18 turnover range both games, and I told our kids, I said, if we're going to continue to do that against anybody or any decent team, and this is an excellent team we're playing, we're going to really struggle. We you know, we're about a minus 10 or a plus 10 turnover ratio, and that's not good. I mean, we're just not, other teams are getting 10 more opportunities than we are, so it's very difficult for our kids to you know, understand that some of these games could be one possession games like the SCOTUS was, but you know, you give up 10 more turnovers and you're giving, you're burying yourself.
Donovan Trumbull, a team that's going to be like some thoroughbred horse races. They want to get out and really run in this ball game tonight, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And I think one of the biggest keys people are going to really see out of this team is some of the kids they bring off the bench with Keller, Tobin, and Sawyers. Nobody knows about those kids, but then they were big-time football players for them, and they come out here, and they look like football players, but they play good basketball, you know, and that's what's giving them depth right now. That was the first thing I noticed, is they went to their bench, and their offensive output never changed. Their defense was just as tough, and so, you know, outside of Creighton Burr going off for 24, any of these other guys are double-digit guys any night, too. So, you know, the Sawyer kid hit two threes and kind of surprised me the first night. But, you know, Tobin just works his tail off inside and runs the floor well. Keller is a good athlete and up and down the floor. So they're, you're right. The athleticism, you won't see that. You know, Coach Creech talked to me. He says you won't see that in Class B very often at that as many athletes as they bring to you.
This looks like a team that's got the complete wheel again, like they had in football, huh?
Yeah, they do. And it looks like they're playing with maybe a little more confidence than they did. You know, they haven't obviously played a real stiff team yet in basketball, and we'll see how, you know, this Friday night goes. But we're a team that I think can maybe cause some problems if we can, you know, just limit second chance points, don't turn the ball over, give yourself, you know, a good look at the basket every single time down. And, you know, that's something we've really preached to our kids, is we don't have to have 5, 6, 10 passes, because by then we may have turned it over. We need to make sure we're doing exactly what we want in those first two or three passes. Good cutting, make them play defense, you know. But I just feel that, you know, that 1-3-1 defense that they're playing is as tough as we've seen. So we're going to have to really be prepared.
Okay, come on.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. We'll check the starting lineups coming up next. You're listening to high school football, or actually high school basketball, tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood
is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to Donovan Trumbull High School as we get set for the boys' game here tonight. Hastings Saints SA and the Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull. Right now they're playing the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. So the playing of the national anthem as we get set for the boys' contest here tonight between Donovan Trumbull and Hastings St. Cecilia. The Cardinals coming at a record of 2 wins and no losses on the season. Of course, we knew what they did on the gridiron all fall long. They won the Class C2 State High School Football Championship, and now they're 2-0 in basketball, picking up wins over Blue Hill, 88-45, and over St. Paul, 66-32. The Blue Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia, they come in with a record of no wins and 2 losses. The Hawks, they lost to Columbus Scotus in their season opener in overtime at home by a score of 50-41. Then they went on the road on Saturday and played the state's number one ranked team and lost to Bishop Newman by a score of 54-33. So it's the 0-2 Blue Hawks against the 2-0 Cardinals. Here tonight, Donovan Trumbull, a very good basketball team. We'll see what Kevin Asher and the Blue Hawks have in store for Donovan Trumbull here tonight. We'll get to the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Hastings St. Cecilia, they will go with Dayton Seeley, a 5'11" sophomore, averaging 7 points and 2 rebounds per game. Brooks Asher is 6'1" in sophomore. Asher is averaging 4.5 points and 2 rebounds per game. Zach Kitten, a 6'4" in sophomore. Kitten averaging 5.5 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. Alex Sheehy is 6'2" in senior. Sheehy averaging 11.5 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. And Trevor Ernst getting a start tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. Ernst is 6'2" in senior. He has not scored so far this season. He's averaging 1 rebound per game. Ernst is starting because of an injury during the week to Thomas Skoke. Skoke is 6'4" and senior, turned his ankle in practice this week, and he will be lost for a couple of weeks. So Thomas Skoke not in the ball game tonight. Trevor Ernst will get the start for Hastings St. Cecilia. For the Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull, Jordan Slough, a 5'9" and senior, averaging 6.5 points and 1 rebound per game. Also Creighton Burr, a 6'5" and senior. Burr is averaging 24.5 points and 5.5 rebounds per game. Lorenzo Williams, a 5'7" and senior. Williams averaging 2 points and 3 rebounds per game. Grady Cook, a 6'5" and senior. Cook averaging 8.5 points and 7 rebounds per game. Then Riley Wolfong, the quarterback from the football team, a 6 foot senior, averaging 11.5 points and 3.5 rebounds per ball game. The Cardinals, they can put some points on the scoreboard, averaging 77 points per ball game. Offensively, they're giving up just 38.5 on the defensive end. Hastings St. Cecilia is averaging 37 points per ball game. They are giving up 52 points per ball game on the defensive end. So St. Cecilia with a huge task here tonight to try to upset the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals here on the Donovan home floor. It's going to be Creighton Burr jumping things up against Zach Kitten for St. Cecilia. And Donovan Trumbull controls the opening tip. This is Jordan Slough with the ball. Jordan Slough's pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Seeley as he drives the ball, shoots and scores. Dalton Seeley steals the ball away from Slough, and St. Cecilia grabs a 2-0 lead here in this ball game. Cardinals come back quickly as they lob the ball inside, grabbing it as Cook. His shot is going to be up there. No good. Bound for the rebound. Cook has got it. Follow shot. Good, and he's fouled. Grady Cook got the ball just to the right side of the basket. He is fouled in the play here. Personal foul goes on Trevor Ernst. That's going to be his first. So Grady Cook comes back to tie the score at 2 points apiece. Now Cook goes to the free throw line. He is 3-for-3 on the season on free throws. Dips the knees, throws it up there, and the shot good. Donovan Trumbull comes back with a three-point play, and bam, just like that, the Cardinals are out on top. 7:38 to play here in the first quarter. 3-2 is the score. Here's Brooks Asher with the ball. Donovan Trumbull is going to start off here in a man-to-man defense. With the basketball is Alex Sheehy out here in three-point range. A pass going to be deflected. Now it's going to be lost out of bounds. They give the ball to St. Cecilia. They deflect the ball away. It was picked up here on the near sideline by Riley Wiltfong, but he lost it out of bounds. So St. Cecilia will play things in right in front of the Donovan bench on their offensive end here. Just a couple of feet to the right side of the midcourt stripe here. St. Cecilia plays it in. Seeley has got the ball. Seeley working against the man-to-man. They go over here to Brooks Asher. Lobs it inside to Ernst. Now to Asher driving for the hole, and he's going to be fouled into play. A foul here is going to go on Donovan Trumbull. And going to the free throw line is going to be Asher for St. Cecilia. Brooks Asher goes to the line. He's a 75% foul shooter. The personal foul goes on Grady Cook. That's going to be his first. 3-2 is the score. Donovan has got a one-point lead. There's a shot from the free throw line by Asher. No good. St. Cecilia is a team hitting only 57% of their foul shots so far this year. 31% from the field, 24% from three-point territory. Brooks Asher will have one more. His free throw is up there. That one is good. So he makes one out of two, and that ties the score at 3 points apiece here in the first quarter. Here's Slough with the ball here in backcourt. They bring it across the 10-second line. The Burr now inside is going to be mishandled there by Slough, but he picks it back up. Back out to Creighton. Burr on the wing. Creighton drives the ball toward the hole, puts it up there left-handed. The shot no good. Rebound Ernst, and a jump ball is going to be called as Creighton Burr knocks down Trevor Ernst. Now, remember, these two teams went at it during the football season, and it was a very physical type of football game. We expect more of the same here on the basketball floor here tonight. These two teams really have a long-standing rivalry between them here. Brooks Asher has got the ball for St. Cecilia. Goes to Alex Sheehy. Down to the far side is Zach Kitten. He drives, spins left side of the lane. His shot's going to be blocked down, out of bounds by Creighton Burr. A block there by Burr as Kitten trying to take the ball in the hole. St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 6:42 to play here in the first quarter. We're tied up at 3 points apiece. Alex Sheehy will inbound the ball. They get it to Ernst, and Ernst is going to be hitting the lane. Ernst right in front of the basket is hit there on the play by Grady Cook. That's going to be the second foul on Cook. Team foul number two on the Cardinals. Going into the ball game now is going to be Eric Tobin. Eric Tobin comes in, and Grady Cook will come out. So Eric Tobin out of the ball game now for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. St. Cecilia will play things in. Asher sends it down in the corner now to Seeley. Brings it back out to Asher between the circles. Man-to-man defense here for Donovan Trumbull. Seeley has got the ball. High left side. Picked up by Creighton Burr. Seeley gets the ball away now to Sheehy. He comes across the top. That's Zach Kitten. Drives it down to the left side of the lane. Stops and pops from 10. A shot good. Zach Kitten scores. That gives the Hawks the lead. 5-3 is the score. St. Cecilia out on top by 2 points. Here comes Slough back now for Donovan Trumbull. Moves it over on the right sideline. Creighton Burr has got it. Burr, top of the key, lobs it inside. It's going to be over the head, out of bounds. Trying to get it to Eric Tobin, and he threw it out of bounds. Two turnovers on Donovan. St. Cecilia's got the ball here in backcourt. The Hawks have a three-point lead, actually a two-point lead it should be. 5-3 is the score. Donovan Trumbull attacking here in backcourt. Here comes Brooks Asher, brings it across the midcourt stripe. Now he falls down, keeps the dribble alive, now loses control of the ball, goes out of bounds. And they give the ball to St. Cecilia. Last touched over there by Donovan Trumbull's Lorenzo Williams. So St. Cecilia will play things in on the far sideline. Dayton Seeley will inbound the ball for the Hawks. 5-3, St. Cecilia out on top in boys high school play. There's Alex Sheehy for three. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound to Dayton Seeley. Kicks it back out here to Asher. Thought about the three, drives it in the lane. He's going to be hitting the play. He's going to be hitting the play here by Lorenzo Williams. And a foul here is going to go on Williams. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number three already on the Cardinals. And going to the free throw line is going to be Brooks Asher. Asher's got 1 point in the ball game thus far. He's one out of two from the free throw line. He'll have a shot here. The first one is going to be good. He'll get one more as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Mitch Sawyers comes into the ball game now for Donovan Trumbull, and coming out will be Lorenzo Williams. 6-3 is St. Cecilia out on top. Here comes the next shot by Asher. It's in the air. It's good. So Brooks Asher hits a pair of free throws, and the Hawks have built an early 4-point lead in this one. Now St. Cecilia applying pressure in backcourt. Burr gets the ball to Jordan Slough into the forecourt. Slough having problems with it. Sends it down in the corner to Sawyers. A shot for three is no good. Creighton Burr with a rebound. Goes back up, shoots, and scores. He is a horse inside. He's a big, big boy. Creighton Burr averaging 24.5 points per ball game. He's got his first field goal of the contest. 7-5 is the score. St. Cecilia out on top. Here's Dayton Seeley with the ball. Seeley out here in three-point territory. As Donovan's now gone to a 1-3-1 zone defense. St. Cecilia had some problems with this on Saturday. Here's a shot. It's going to be no good by Sheehy. St. Cecilia had problems against this 1-3-1 against the Bishop Newman squad on Saturday. Driving to the hole is going to be Slough. His shot's no good in the lane, but a foul is going to be called. Personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Seeley. That's going to be his first. And going to the free throw line for the Cardinals is going to be Jordan Slough, averaging 6.5 points per ball game on the basketball floor. His free throw is an air ball. He misses everything. Jordan Slough air balls it from the free throw line. Slough rushed for over 2,000 yards during the fall for the state championship football team. He throws up the air ball from the charity stripe here. 7-5 is the score. St. Cecilia is out on top. Jordan Slough will have one more free throw. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly, and his shot is good. So hits one out of two from the free throw line. It's now a 7-6 ball game. St. Cecilia with a lead with 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter from Donovan Trumbull High School tonight. St. Cecilia girls won in the first ball game easily over Donovan Trumbull tonight. Here's Alex Sheehy with the ball. Now he loses control of the ball at the top of the key. Sheehy trying to get rid of it. Now he does. He gets it out to Asher out here in three-point territory. Asher back to Sheehy. Cross-court pass goes over to Seeley to Asher. NBA three. Shot good. Brooks Asher knocks down a long three-ball there for the Blue Hawks. 10-6 is the score. A 4-point lead now for Hastings St. Cecilia. Jordan Slough has got it out here in three-point territory. Slough has an offensive foul. He's going to be called on Jordan Slough. He fakes the three-pointer, and he put his shoulder into a defender there for Hastings St. Cecilia, and the foul is going to be called on Slough. That's going to be his first, and now the head coach for Donovan Trumbull, Steve Hartman, wants to call a timeout. Tell you what, the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals are tripping a little bit here to the referees, and we're only in the first quarter. 4 minutes and 24 seconds to play in quarter number one. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 10, Donovan Trumbull 6.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
1230 KHAS.
Mike, well, back here at Donovan Trumbull, the officials are talking with the Donovan Trumbull players out there. Like we mentioned before the break, the guy's doing a little chirping out there early in this ball game. The officials have warned him that that's not going to be tolerated here. 10-6 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Donovan Trumbull, now falling down with the ball down the near sideline was a Seeley. Dayton Seeley falls down with it right in front of the Donovan Trumbull bench. So a turnover, a traveling violation. Called in Hastings St. Cecilia, the first turnover on the Blue Hawks. 4:18 to play in the first quarter. 10-6 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's Jordan Slough with the ball. Left-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Moves it to the left side of the floor. Slough getting away. Goes to the free throw line. Left wide open. His shot's going to be short. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot. No good by Burton. He's fouling the play. Slough right, wide open at the free throw line. Could not convert. Creighton Burr was right there on the rebound. Now we got a personal foul called in St. Cecilia's. Let's see. It's going to go on Zach Kitten. That's going to be his first. Going to the free throw line will be Burr. Creighton Burr to the line. His shot is up there. It's good. He is now 2 out of 4 on free throws this season. Burr's got 3 points in the ball game. He is averaging 24.5 per ball game this season through the first two contests. Next shot is up there. That's going to hit the front iron and fall off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Kitten. The ball's knocked loose and is picked up by Donovan Trumbull. And here's Burr with a slam, and he's fouling the play. A turnover on St. Cecilia. They get the ball to Creighton Burr, who slams one home. A dunk, and he is fouling the play. Creighton Burr will go back to the free throw line. That's all the crowd needs. They are ignited now. Good job there by Donovan Trumbull. The personal foul is going to go on Cannon Howell, who just checked in there. So Creighton Burr stuffs one over Cannon Howell, and he gets the personal foul. The shot from the free throw line, good. Burr with a three-point play. And now we're tied up at 10 points apiece. And now Donovan Trumbull has got the momentum on their side as they attack here at the 10-second line. St. Cecilia with the ball deep in the corner. Cannon Howell, his pass out on top is intercepted. Intercepted there by Wilfong. He drives, shoots, and scores. Third turnover in the ball game for St. Cecilia. Riley Wilfong puts Donovan Trumbull out on top for the first time tonight at 12-10 with 3 minutes and 35 seconds to play here in the first quarter. This place is going to get loud here tonight. Brooks Asher with the ball. Now to Cannon Howell. Back out to Asher. Sends it on the wing on the left side to Sheehy. Sheehy dribbling with the ball. Left open out here. He won't take the shot. Sends it to the far sideline. Zach Kitten has got it. Kitten puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here inside the free throw circle. Down in the corner to Howell. His shot for three is off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Asher. Asher in the corner on the right side. Tries to get rid of it. Has it knocked out of his hands. Out of bounds. Into the ball game now for Donovan Sawyers. Coming in for St. Cecilia Ernst. Also coming in, Tommy O'Keefe. 3 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in quarter number one from Donovan tonight. 12-10 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing the Cardinals here early in the ballgame. St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's Tommy O'Keefe. Tommy O'Keefe out here in three-point territory. A zone defense here for Donovan Trumbull. St. Cecilia works with it. Moves it down in the corner to Asher. Gets it back outside now. That's Sheehy with the ball. Double team. Brooks puts it back down in the corner to Brooks Asher. And he puts it on the floor and dribbles out here between the circles now. Brooks Asher retreats out near the 10-second line. Throws it to the far sideline. That's Tommy O'Keefe. He takes off. He's tripped on the play and a foul is called. A foul here will go on Lorenzo Williams. For Donovan Trumbull, that's going to be his second foul. That's going to be team foul number four on the Cardinals. Non-shooting situation. St. Cecilia will play things in. Here comes Wilfong back into the ball game now for Donovan Trumbull. St. Cecilia will inbound baseline right side underneath their own basket. Alex Sheehy will trigger things in for the Blue Hawks. Comes way out on top now to Asher for three. Shot's going to be short, no good. Long rebound. Cannon Howell grabs it. Howell gets it to Sheehy. Now to Cannon Howell. Bounce pass down in the corner to Asher. His shot from the corner for three is going to be no good. Rebound to Wilfong. Riley Wilfong has got it down for the Cardinals. It's a 12-10 ball game. Here's Burr for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound is loose. It's retrieved here by Slough. Slough takes it down the lane, goes for the basket. Shot good. 14-10. Donovan Trumbull has got the lead. Here comes St. Cecilia back the other way. Sheehy lobs it down on the baseline to Tommy O'Keefe. Comes back out to Asher for three. Shot good. Brooks Asher. He's got 2 3-pointers, and he's got 9 points all in the first quarter. 14-13. Hastings St. Cecilia down by a point. Jordan Slough with the ball as he brings it in the offensive zone here for Donovan Trumbull. Slough dribbling with the ball. Jordan Slough moves it down the left side of the lane. He got a blocking foul out top, a personal foul. Creighton Burr picks up the block out there, trying to set a screen for Jordan Slough. Burr picks up his first personal foul. It's going to be team foul number six. All in the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals here in this first quarter. Into the ball game now is going to be Noah Keller for a Donovan Trumbull. Going out is going to be Riley Wilfong. So Noah Keller now in the ball game, a 6 foot junior, the head coach of Donovan, Steve Hartman. 14-13 is the score. Donovan Trumbull has got a 1 point lead. Here's Dayton Seeley in the ball game again for St. Cecilia. Comes across the top to Brooks Asher. Down to Seeley. They get the ball inside the free throw circle. That's a Zach Kitten. Drives it down the lane. Now he's double teamed. Comes back out to Asher. Asher sends it to Seeley. Right side of the lane. Seeley bounce pass back out to Asher. Asher sends a pass down low. Grabbing the ball down there is going to be Kitten. Double team, triple team. Goes up for the shot. No good. Gets his own rebound. Next shot is going to be blocked by Burr. Ball is loose and is picked up by Keller and the foul is called. Trevor Ernst picking up the personal foul for St. Cecilia. That's going to be his second. This is going to be a wild one tonight if it stays close. 14-13 is the score. Donovan Trumbull has got a 1 point lead over St. Cecilia at the 120 mark of this first quarter. Coming into the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Cannon Howell. Going out will be Trevor Ernst. Again, the Hawks playing without the services of Thomas Skoke tonight. Skoke is a big man that they really wanted to rely on. A 6'4" and senior, he is out. He turned an ankle this week in practice and will not play tonight. Driving to the hole, it's going to be Slough. His shot is up and in. They went on the high post to Creighton Burr, who hands the ball away to Jordan Slough. Slough has now got 5 points in the ball game, and the Cardinals are out to a 3-point lead, 16-13. Here's Zach Kitten. He is tripped out here in 3-point territory, and a foul is going to be called. Going to go on Noah Keller. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 7 on the Cardinals. Now St. Cecilia is in the bonus situation here. St. Cecilia in the bonus at the 101 mark of the first quarter. There comes Sheehy back in. Tommy O'Keefe will come to the bench for St. Cecilia. Riley Wiltfong comes back in for the Cardinals, and going out is going to be Mitch Sawyers. So going to the free throw line is going to be Zach Kitten. Kitten just 3 out of 10 on free throws so far this season. He's averaging 5.5 points per ball game. Alex Tino comes into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Coming to the bench will be Asher. Brooks has had a good first quarter. He has scored 9 points for St. Cecilia. He's got 9 of the 13 points. Zach Kitten at the free throw line. His shot is up there, and his shot hits the front iron. No good. Rebound Burr. Creighton Burr has got it to Wiltfong. Long pass ahead. They get it to Noah Keller. Now down in the corner to Burr. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Now we got a foul called. Creighton Burr picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. So Creighton Burr now with 2 fouls. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Cardinals here in the first quarter of play. So we're going to have a bunch of free throws. And again, Creighton Burr is having a conversation with the official. As they walk back up the floor, Burr's going to come out now. It's going to be Mitch Sawyers coming back into the ballgame. So Creighton Burr with 2 fouls. Lorenzo Williams has got 2. Also Grady Cook with 2 fouls here for Donovan Trumbull. And we're still in the first quarter. To the free throw line will be Cannon Howell. His shot is up there and in. That's the first free throw of the season for Cannon Howell, and he cans it. 16-14 is the score now. Donovan Trumbull has got a 2-point lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Hawks led by 4 points early. Second shot is up there. It is good. 16-15 is the score now. The Cardinals have a 1-point lead. Donovan Trumbull bringing the ball up against the St. Cecilia pressure here in backcourt. Jordan Slough brings it across the midcourt stripe. Picked up by Tino. Goes over in the far side line. Noah Keller brings it back the other way to Riley Wiltfong. Wiltfong now to Slough. Now St. Cecilia settles back into a zone defense here. Jordan Slough comes over here on the wing. High left side. Noah Keller has got the ball. Goes the opposite direction. Takes it to the far sideline. Riley Wiltfong. Now to Slough. We're down to 20 seconds to play. Donovan Trumbull probably playing for the final shot here of this first quarter. Slough has got it out in 3-point territory. Gets it to Eric Tobin, is into the ball game now. This Slough about 35 feet away from the basket. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Slough dribbling to the ball. Has problems with it now. Slough picks it back up. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. He flips it out. Here's a long range three. It's going to be no good by a Riley Wiltfong, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. A good one here tonight at Donovan Trumbull. First quarter in the books in boys high school basketball. The score is Donovan Trumbull 16, Hastings St. Cecilia 15.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here for the second quarter. Donovan Trumbull here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia is trailing Donovan Trumbull 16-15. In the girls' game, it was St. Cecilia blowing out Donovan Trumbull tonight 65-39. A good first quarter here. 16-15, Donovan Trumbull with a 1-point lead. Cardinals have the basketball to begin this second period. St. Cecilia will stay in the zone defense. Jordan Slough has got it in 3-point territory. Bounce pass, Grady Cook in a high post. Sends it down in the corner to the left side to Wilt Fong. Wilt Fong down to Lorenzo Williams. Back inside. They get it to a Grady Cook on the right wing. Here's a shot by Slough. It's an air ball. No good. Rebound Wilt Fong. He gets the Burr. His shot is up there. It's no good, and he's fouling the play. A foul here will go on Hastings St. Cecilia with 7:34 to play in the first half. Alex Sheehy picks up his first. Team foul number 6 on St. Cecilia. Going to the free throw line for the Cardinals is going to be Creighton Burr. He is 2 out of 3 from the line so far tonight. 6 points in the ball game. Shot is up there. That one was short. He'll get one more as he was found in the act of shooting. Donovan Trumbull hitting just 52% of their free throw tosses so far this year. 56% from the field, 34% from three-point territory. Next shot by Burr is up there. That one is no good. Rebound comes down to Sheehy. Sheehy outlet pass to the far sideline to Dayton Seeley. Wilt Fong will pick up the Hawks as they bring it into the offensive zone. Dayton Seeley down to Tino. Moves it down in the right corner. Sheehy with the ball. Skip pass out in the left wing. They get it to Seeley down in the corner to Asher. His shot is up and in. Brooks Asher nails his third three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 12 points, and St. Cecilia goes back out on top. 18-16, 7:10 to play here in the first half from Donovan Trumbull tonight. Jordan Slough with the ball. Slough, now Lorenzo Williams. His shot for three is going to be no good. Donovan for the rebound is brought down here by Grady Cook. Now to Burr. He has it stripped away. Picked up on the baseline. His shot is up and in, and he's fouled in the play. Wilt Fong picks up the ball on the baseline. He scores, and he's fouled in the play. Riley Wilt Fong now with 4 points in the ball game. Riley goes to the free throw line. He's fouled here by Zach Kitten, who picks up his second. Team foul number 7. On Hastings St. Cecilia. Riley Wilt Fong to the free throw line. 2 for 4 from the line so far this season. First time he's been there tonight. Shot is up there, and the shot is good. He drains a three-point play right there the old-fashioned way. And that gives Donovan Trumbull a one-point lead again, 19-18 over Hastings St. Cecilia. Here's Tina with the ball. Has problems with it. Picked up by Slough. He gets it down to 4. Wilt Fong shot good. St. Cecilia turns the ball over, and it results in points. An easy field goal by Riley Wilt Fong. He's now got 7 points in the ball game, and now the Cardinals go out to a 3-point lead, 21-18 here in the second quarter. St. Cecilia with the ball on their offensive end. Drumming with it is Zach Kitten, double-teamed out here in 3-point territory. Kitten gets it away, now to Seeley in the far sideline. Donovan Trumbull still in this 1-3-1 zone defense. Here's Tino for three. Shot up there, no good. Rebound Creighton Burr. Burr gets it into the hands of Slough. Right-handed dribble as he brings it into the offensive zone. Now to Creighton Burr. Entry pass to get it to Grady Cook. Down to the baseline, Lorenzo Williams. Williams stops and gets the ball to Burr. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled again. Creighton Burr right in front of the basket. He gets the ball, and he is fouled again as he puts it down through the hole. The bucket counts, and the personal foul is going to be called on Kitten. That's his third. So Zach Kitten now with three fouls. Creighton Burr goes back to the free throw line to try to make this another three-point play. Burr so far has got 8 points in the ball game. He will check back to the free throw line. Coming into the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Braden Poppy. A 6'2" sophomore. Poppy's been kind of banged up here early in the season. But now Poppy is a big bruiser. They'll get him inside and trying to shut down Creighton Burr. That's a huge task. Creighton Burr to the line here. His shot is up there. Good. Another 3-point play by Burr. He's got 9 points in the ball game. And now the Cardinals are out to a 6-point lead, 24-18. St. Cecilia comes back with the basketball. Dayton Seeley has got it. And now Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout here. They're trying to stop the bleeding at the 6-minute mark of the second quarter. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Scott and the crew assist you for all of your pharmaceutical needs. Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. We'll take a break. 6 minutes to play in the first half. It is Donovan Trumbull leading St. Cecilia 24-18.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
This scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings. Adams Central tonight in girls play. Centura beats the Adams Central girls by a score of 53-45. So the Patriots fall to no wins and 5 losses on the season. That's their 5th game in, 8 days to start this season, and now they finally get a breather. Centura knocking off Adams Central tonight in girls play by a score of 53-45. 6 minutes to play here in the first half in this boys' contest. 24-18. Donovan Trumbull has got the lead over the Hawks. Dayton Seeley has got the ball out here in three-point territory. His pass is going to be kicked out of bounds. Grady Cook kicking the ball out of bounds there. Mitch Sawyers is back in the ball game now for Donovan Trumbull. St. Cecilia plays things in. Dayton Seeley here on the near sideline. Seeley dribbling with the ball. Seeley goes over to the far side now to Alex Sheehy. An NBA three shot up there is going to be short. No good. And the rebound comes down to Burr. Creighton Burr gets the ball in the hands of Jordan Slough, who races back the other way here for the Cardinals. Jordan Slough out to Burr. Two-handed pass to the far sideline. Lorenzo Williams dribbles to the elbow. Back outside to Cook. Lobs the ball down low. It's going to be deflected away from Burr out of bounds. Getting back there. Coming from his blind side was Alex Sheehy and knocks the ball out of bounds. It'll be Donovan Trumbull playing things in. Baseline right side underneath thrown basket. Jordan Slough will trigger things in. 5:25 to play in the first half. 24-18. Cardinals have the lead over St. Cecilia. Down in the left corner, Lorenzo Williams for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebounded by Sawyers. His pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Sheehy. Coming back the other way, Cannon Howell. Down in the corner to Asher. Underneath the hole here to Poppy. Back outside to Sheehy. Shot for three, good. Sheehy knocks down a three-pointer from the top of the key. Gives the assist there to Braden Poppy, the youngster, underneath the hole there. 24-21. There's a three-pointer at the other end by Cook. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Seeley. Long pass down to four. It's going to be too far. Braden Poppy coming back the other way. Could not catch up with it, and the Hawks throw the ball out of bounds. Turnover number five on Hastings St. Cecilia. Into the ball game now is going to be Eric Tobin for the Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull. Also coming back in for Donovan here on the near sideline is going to be looks like Wiltfong is going to check back into the ball game, and he'll have the ball here. Riley Wiltfong down in the corner now to Jordan Slough as he tries to take the ball out of the lane. Kicks her back out here at Creighton Burr. Burr's pass down to Williams. He mishandles the ball on the baseline. He tries to pick it back up, but he is out of bounds. Lorenzo Williams trying to knock it off with the leg of Seeley, and he was out of bounds down here. So Donovan Trumbull turns it over for the third time here in the first half. 4:32 to play in the second quarter. Good ball game here tonight from Donovan Trumbull. 24-21 in front of a full house. Here's St. Cecilia back with the ball. Seeley goes to Asher deep in the corner to the right side. Brooks Asher comes out to Alex Sheehy out here in three-point territory to Dayton Seeley for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound on Burr. Burr gets it away now to Jordan Slough as he races back the other way. Right-handed dribble, pulls up inside the free throw circle. Now off to Burr for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound to Seeley. Dayton Seeley runs it back three on three all the way to the basket. His shot's going to be no good. It was blocked, but we got a foul call on the way in. Personal foul on the way in. That's going to go here on Lorenzo Williams. That's going to be his third. So now Lorenzo Williams is going to have to check out of the ball game here for Donovan. Coming into the ball game is going to be Mitch Sawyers for the Cardinals. Going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia is going to be Dayton Seeley. Seeley has got 2 points in the ball game on a field goal. Seeley on the season, 4 out of 7 on free throws. 57%. He averages 7 points and 2 rebounds per game. 24-21 is the score. The Cardinals have a 3-point lead over the Blue Hawks. Dayton Seeley's free throw is up there around the rim. Falls off, no good. Rebound comes down to Donovan. Eric Tobin with a rebound for Donovan Trumbull as a runner back the other way. This is Riley Wiltfong with the ball now to a Jordan Slough. Slough to the far sideline. Wiltfong holds it. Free throw line centered right side. Top of the key is Tobin. Dribbles to the free throw line. Puts it up over Poppy and scores. Eric Tobin scores. Now we got a whistle under the hole here. A personal foul is going to go. Let's see, the basket's going to count. And the personal foul is going to go on the St. Cecilia. Under the hole here, we're going to have some free throws coming up here. Tommy O'Keefe is going to pick up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. And going to the free throw line is going to be Creighton Burr. We're just trying to hold that big old moose out of there. He picks up the personal foul. And now Kevin Asher wants an explanation here on the near sideline as Creighton Burr will go to the free throw line. Again, they're trying to make this a 3-point play. 26-21. Donovan Trumbull has got the lead. Burr's free throw, good. Creighton Burr has got 10 points here in the first half. Now they're going to give him another shot here. That's a 1-1 situation. So they give him another shot here. Next one is up there. It's around the rim. Falls off, no good. Rebound is loose again. It's finally picked up by O'Keefe. And now he's going to be fouled into play. And that's going to be on Creighton Burr, who is down the seat of his pants down there, trying to reach up to knock the ball loose. Now that's going to be the third foul on Creighton Burr. So Donovan Trumbull getting in some foul troubles here in the first half. Burr has got three. Lorenzo Williams has got three. Couple of guys with two fouls. Now we walk to the other end of the floor now. We're going to have some free throws up here by Tommy O'Keefe. So these guys have traded fouls here in the past 10 seconds of this ball game. Now Tommy O'Keefe will have a chance. 27-21 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia down by 6 points, but Tommy O'Keefe at the free throw line. This will be a 1-1 situation for O'Keefe. 1 out of 3 on the season. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Actually, we'll have a two-shot foul here. Donovan Trumbull is now over the 10-foul limit here in the first half. That's the 10th team foul on the Cardinals. So Tommy O'Keefe to the free throw line for two. He misses the front one. The first one here. Tommy O'Keefe will have one more. Takes a deep breath. Fires it up there. Shot off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Donovan Trumbull. Wilt Fong has got the rebound. 27-21 is the score. Donovan Trumbull with a 6-point lead. Jordan Slough with the ball now for Donovan Trumbull. Works it to the right side of the floor. Slough gets away. Takes it down to the baseline. He was running one-hander. Is good. Jordan Slough, an off-balance shot there off of the right baseline. He's got 7 points in the ball game. 29-21. Hawks are down by 8 points. Here's Sheehy with the ball. Sheehy down to Seeley, down to O'Keefe on the right baseline. As they work against his 1-3-1 zone defense, here's Sheehy. Dribble penetration. He falls down at the free throw line. Traveling call. Sheehy trying to put on the brakes. He falls down at the free throw line. He's hit with a traveling violation. 6 turnovers on St. Cecilia. Donovan Trumbull has got the lead. 29-21 over the Blue Hawks. Into the ball game now for Kevin Asher and St. Cecilia is going to be Cannon Howe. Coming out will be Braden Poppy. 29-21 with 3 minutes and 7 seconds to play here in quarter number two from Donovan Trumbull here tonight. Jordan Slough will bring the ball up now for the Cardinals. Left-handed dribble as he sets things up for Donovan Trumbull. Comes over here on the wing to Mitch Sawyers. Sawyers pass intercepted. Intercepted there by Sheehy as he runs down the floor. Sheehy takes the ball down to the baseline. Bounce pass goes inside O'Keefe. Back out to Sheehy in the corner. Three-pointer good. Alex Sheehy scores. That's his second three. The fourth turnover on Donovan Trumbull results in the 3 points at the other end. 29-24 is the score now. A 5-point lead. Out in the corner, here's Mitch Sawyers. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Dayton Seeley. Dayton Seeley runs her back 2-on-2. Seeley gets it to Sheehy. Now to O'Keefe. Back outside. Cannon Howell for three. Shots off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Jordan Slough. Slough down the near sideline for Donovan Trumbull. Pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Drives the ball into the hole. His shot's going to be blocked out of his hands. It's picked up by Slough. Now to Wilt Fong. Down in the corner to Slough. Slough brings out to Wilt Fong. Now top of the key to Eric Tobin, who backs up. Resets the offense. There's a pass to Jordan Slough. 2 minutes to play here in the second quarter. 29-24. Hastings St. Cecilia down by 5 points. Will Fong has got it. Now we got a foul called inside. Cannon Howell winning in on Grady Cook. Cannon Howell picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. And going to the free throw line will be Grady Cook. The Hawks doing everything they can to hold these big guys out of there. But Grady Cook. He's going to go to the free throw line now for Donovan Trumbull. He's got 3 points in the ball game. Cook is 4-for-4 in free throws so far this season. Shot is up there on the shot. Good. He'll get one more. That's the 10th team foul at Hastings St. Cecilia, so a double bonus here down the stretch. 1:57 to play in the second quarter. St. Cecilia is trailing. Donovan Trumbull by 6, 30-24. Cook's next free throw is up there. He misses that one. There's his first miss of the season. Rebound comes down to Cannon Howell. Howell gets it into the hands now of Deaton Seeley. Seeley will bring things up against Will Fong. Gets away with a palming violation maybe as he hustles into the forecourt. Asher out on top to Seeley for three. Shot is up there too strong. Rebound comes down to Grady Cook. Cook will hand it away now to Jordan Slough as he'll bring things up. Jordan Slough, left-handed dribble into the offensive zone for Donovan Trumbull. Moves it to the left side of the floor behind his screen now. Slough pulls up on the wing. Can't put up a shot. High left side. Jordan Slough with the ball. Dribbling with it here. Directing some traffic. Slough. Drives the ball down on the baseline, circles to the basket. Jump pass comes back out here on the wing to Tobin. A shot from 10 is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Sheehy for Hastings St. Cecilia. Out of the pass goes to the far sideline to Brooks Asher. Drives the ball. He's cut off there. Puts on the brakes. Comes out to Sheehy. That is Seeley to O'Keefe on the baseline. A shot from 10 is no good. The ball lost out of bounds. Off of the fingertips of Raleigh Wilt Fong of Donovan Trumbull. Back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Braden Poppy. Coming out is going to be... Looks like Cannon Howell will check out. St. Cecilia will inbound baseline right side. 1:05 to play During the second quarter, coming into the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Alex Tino. Coming out is going to be Tommy O'Keefe. So St. Cecilia going with a little bit smaller lineup now. Giving their guys a quick breather here late in this first half of play. Here's Sheehy. Long three put up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Donovan Trumbull's Mitch Sawyers. Sawyers hands it away now to Jordan Slough, who calls out the play here under a minute to go here in the second quarter. It's 30-24. Donovan Trumbull has got the lead. Will Fong takes off as he drives it to the hole. The shot's going to be blocked down from behind. Good job there by Asher. Ball is picked up here by Slough. Jordan Slough out here in 3 points there. So he brings it out near the 10-second line. Looks to the clock. We're down to 40 seconds to play now here in the second quarter. Will Fong again has got it on the high right side. Comes cross court. Comes over here to Eric Tobin. Tobin picked up by Sheehy. Now to Will Fong again in the center of the floor to Jordan Slough. 25 seconds to go here in the second quarter. A six-point lead for Donovan Trumbull. Slough was picked up here by Dayton Seeley. Slough dribbling the ball out here near the 10-second line. Seeley on the attack defensively. Slough has still got it with 13 seconds to play. Slough dribbling the ball with 10 seconds. Jordan Slough moves it down the lane. Behind the back pass, he throws the ball away. Jordan Slough trying to go behind his back to the pass to Eric Tobin, and he throws the ball away. That's five turnovers on Donovan Trumbull here in the ball game, and now St. Cecilia will come back the other direction with 6.4 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Poppy comes out. Here comes Cannon Howell back into the ball game. Grady Cook is going to check out for Donovan Trumbull. Coming in is going to be Jacob Kreitel. As St. Cecilia comes back here, Seeley has got the ball. Dayton Seeley is calling for the traveling violation. Dayton Seeley brought it about to 2 feet behind the three-point circle. He was looking at the three-pointer, and he's calling for the traveling violation. Seven turnovers on St. Cecilia. Now the head coach for Donovan Trumbull, Steve Hartman, is going to send in his shooters here. Reddy Cook comes back into the ball game. We got 2 seconds to play. It'll be Donovan Trumbull inbounding the ball right in front of their bench here in their defensive zone. Jordan Slough will inbound the ball here for the Cardinals. Looking, he gets the ball in. Here's Will Fong. His shot over Asher is going to be around the rim. It goes through the hole, and the officials are going to wave this thing off as the ball goes bouncing off of the support arm up above the basket, and they wave this one off. It was out of bounds. It went through the hole, but the officials wave it off because it was out of bounds. It bounces up and hits a support wire up above the basket, and it's out of bounds. So the basket does not count, and we are at halftime here tonight in boys high school basketball, a whale of a first half between Donovan Trumbull and Hastings St. Cecilia. At halftime, it is Donovan Trumbull 30, Hastings St. Cecilia 24. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
Lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@khasradio.com or call 402-463-1230.
10-5, touchdown.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Great basketball game so far between Donovan Trumbull and Hastings St. Cecilia. as the Hawks and Donovan Trumbull are in a six-point ball game right now at 30-24. St. Cecilia scored the first basket of the ball game tonight, but then Donovan Trumbull came right back to convert on a three-point play. St. Cecilia again went ahead by 4 points in the first quarter at 10-6. Donovan Trumbull comes right back to tie things up at 10 points apiece. Donovan Trumbull took their second lead of the first quarter at the 3 minute and 30 second mark at 12-10. And the Cardinals led at the end of one quarter by a score of 16-15. St. Cecilia opened up the second quarter with a three-pointer to make it 18-16. Donovan Trumbull comes right back to grab the 19-18 advantage. The Cardinals led by as many as 8 points in the first half at 29-21. And they've got a six-point lead here at halftime by a score of 30-24 in a great basketball game. Creighton Burr so far is leading Donovan Trumbull. He's got 14 points in the ball game. Brooks Asher has got 12 for Hastings St. Cecilia. But it's Donovan Trumbull out on top of St. Cecilia here tonight in boys high school basketball by a score of 30-24. Before we get to the scoring here in this ball game, let's bring you up to date on the girls contest earlier tonight. It was not much of a contest as Hastings St. Cecilia jumped out to a 21-9 first quarter lead, and they went on to beat Donovan Trumbull tonight in the girls' ball game by a score of 65-39. St. Cecilia led 40-17 at halftime, 58-25 after three. And again, they go on to win in the girls' ball game by a score of 65-39. Chandra Farmer had 18 points for St. Cecilia. Claire Hamburger had 17 as the Hawks improved to 3-0 on the season. Meanwhile, Donovan Trumbull, they were led tonight by Emma Grossans as she scores 11 points, and Jordine Brumman, she actually led the way with 12. Brumman with 12 and Grossans with 11, but the Cardinals dropped to 0-3 on the season. St. Cecilia girls will play at Blue Hill tomorrow night. Meanwhile, Donovan Trumbull, they will play at Harvard. We're at halftime here at the boys' ball game. The score is Donovan Trumbull 30, Hastings St. Cecilia 24. We'll come back and check the scoring in the first half right after this timeout.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS at Donovan Trumbull. At halftime, 30-24, Donovan Trumbull has got the lead over St. Cecilia. Scoring in the first half of play for the Cardinals, Creighton Burr has got 3 field goals, and he is 4 out of 8 from the free throw line. Burr has got 14 points in the ballgame. Riley Wolfong, he has got 7 points. He's got 3 field goals, and he is 1 out of 1 from the line. Also with 7 points is Jordan Slough. He's got 3 field goals. He's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Grady Cook, he's got a field goal. He's 2 for 3 from the line for 4 points. Eric Tobin has got a field goal for 2. Donovan Trumbull, 8 out of 14 from the free throw line in the first half of play. Unofficially, 5 turnovers in the ballgame. Hastings St. Cecilia, they got 12 points in the first half from Brooks Asher. Asher got off to a hot start here tonight. Had 9 points in the first quarter. Brooks Asher with 12 here at halftime. He's got 3 three-point field goals, and he is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. He's got 12 points. Alex Sheehy has got 6 on a couple of three-point field goals. Zach Kitten has got a field goal for 2. He's 0 for 1 from the free throw line. Cannon Howell, 2 out of 2 from the line. He's got 2 points. Dayton Seeley, he's got a field goal for 2. He's 0 for 1 from the free throw line. St. Cecilia 5 out of 10 from the charity stripe in the first half of play. Unofficially, 7 turnovers in the basketball game. So he's seeing St. Cecilia. They are trailing Donovan Trumbull here in boys high school basketball. The score at halftime, it is 30-24. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than you expect when you shop Furniture Direct just south of the Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings. Also online at FurnitureDirect.com. In college volleyball action, the third round of the NCAA volleyball tournament at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, Nebraska is leading 2-0 as they are playing San Diego tonight. Huskers won the first match 25-20. They won the second match 25-23, so they're playing the third set there tonight at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Huskers looking to advance into the Elite Eight of the NCAA tournament and a matchup tomorrow with the top-ranked Texas Longhorns, who won earlier tonight. But the Huskers leading in volleyball 25-20, 25-23. We got the match going on tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS. Girls high school basketball tonight out at Adams Central. Centura beats the Adams Central girls by the score of 53-45. Adams Central is now 0-5 on the season. Adams Central boys playing Centura tonight. That game is going on now. The Hastings High boys and girls are playing in Holdridge tonight. And again, in the first ball game here, it was Hastings St. Cecilia knocking off Donovan Trumbull in girls play by a score of 65-39. The scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings. You can find them just south of the Sonic Drive-In on South Burlington and Hastings. We got the second half coming up, and I have a funny feeling this one is going to the wire here tonight. Good basketball game between Donovan Trumbull and Hastings St. Cecilia. We got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
The joy, magic, and peace of the Christmas season awaits you at Bob Sass Flowers. From decking the halls to brightening the walls and trimming the Christmas tree too. Experience what we call our oohs and ahs lower level for even more special ideas. Blessings and happiness this holiday season from all of us at Bob Sass Flowers. 2618 West 2nd in Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we're ready for the second half here tonight at Donovan Trumbull High School. It'll be Hastings St. Cecilia inbounding the ball on the far side. The Hawks will shoot to our basket to our left. 30-24 is the score. As we start the third quarter, here's Sheehy with the ball. As the Donovan Trumbull will start off here in the second half with that zone defense. Cannon Howe has got it inside the free throw circle. Out to Sheehy. His pass is going to be kicked out of bounds by Slough. 12 points for Brooks Asher in the first half to lead the Hawks. Creighton Burr's got 14 for Donovan Trumbull. This is Dayton Seeley with the ball now, left side of the lane. Dayton Seeley out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass goes over to Sheehy. Entry pass to get it to Howell. Down in the corner, there's a three-pointer put up there by Asher. It's good again. Brooks Asher nails another three-pointer from the left corner. He's got four of those tonight. Asher now with 15 points in the ball game. Here's Burr, a three-pointer at the other end. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Trevor Ernst got the rebound for the Hawks. Gets it away to Dayton Seeley. Seeley hands it away to Sheehy. 30-27. Donovan Trumbull has got a three-point lead. They're in that zone defense. Here's Dayton Seeley out here in three-point territory. Seeley dribbling with the ball. Comes over here to Sheehy. Sheehy moves it down in the corner to Cannon Howell. Back out to Sheehy. High left side. Sheehy is double-teamed. Has to get rid of it. Sheehy looking. Comes out here in the three-point territory to Cannon Howell. Now right side of the wing to Dayton Seeley. Top of the key. They get it to Sheehy. Drives it down the lane. His shot is up and in. Alex Sheehy scores. He's now got 8 points in the ballgame, and the Hawks are back to within one. 30-29 is the score early in the third quarter. Here's Slough at the free throw line. Fake, scamping up a shot. Comes out to Creighton Bird, drives the ball to the hole, runs over a man. The ball's going to be stripped away, and a blocking foul. A blocking foul here is going to be called on Alex Sheehy. That's going to be his second. First foul on St. Cecilia here in the second half of play. Creighton Burr is going to go to the free throw line to shoot two shots here. He was fouled in the act of shooting. Creighton Burr with 10 points in the contest. His shot is up there, and the shot is off of the mark. No good. He's now 4 out of 9 from the free throw line. Creighton Burr with 10 points in the ball game so far. They'll have one more. His shot is up there. That one is no good, and the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Cannon Howell has got it. Now the Hawks can grab the lead here with a 2-point field goal. 30-29 is the score. Donovan Trumbull has got a 1-point lead. Seeley has got the ball, sends it inside to Sheehy. Back out to Seeley. Out of Brooks Asher. They work back around. There's Trevor Ernst underneath the hole. His shot's going to be blocked out of his hands, out of bounds. Coming from behind, Grady Cook. Took too long to get the shot away. Trevor Ernst thought about it. He goes up. By that time, Grady Cook responds as he gets the block out of his hands, out of bounds. Sheehy will play things into Trevor Ernst. Back outside, down to Seeley. Seeley, high right side, works against Will Fong. Out to Brooks Asher for three. Shot is good again. Brooks Asher, several feet behind the three-point circle. He's got the hot hand tonight. Brooks Asher with 18 points. St. Cecilia's got the lead. 32-30 now. 6 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Creighton Burr for three. His shot no good. Rebound Seeley. Gets it away now to Cannon Howell. Cannon Howell has the ball poked away here in backcourt, and the foul is going to be called on Will Fong. Riley Wiltfong picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be personal foul number one called on the Cardinals here in the second half of play. And now the head coach for the Cardinals, Steve Hartman, wants to call a timeout. Timeout, Donovan Trumbull, 5 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 32, Donovan Trumbull 30.
Hi, this is Mike Will,
Tyson Ivronik, and Brad Beam.
We're here to tell you about the Salvation Army Angel Tree here at KHAS Radio.
Between now and December 19th, our listeners can stop by our studios at 500 East J Street and choose a tag off the tree.
You buy the gift on the tag for that boy or girl in need and return the unwrapped gift back to us with the tag on it.
The Salvation Army will pick up the gifts from us on December 19th and deliver them to the children in our area.
This holiday season, be a Christmas angel
and make Christmas a little merrier for a special child.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. When you need power, think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, diesel irrigation engines, customized to fit your need. When you need irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters located in Hastings. 5:48 to play here in the third quarter. 32-30 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Donovan Trumbull by 2 points. Hawks will inbound the ball here in backcourt to Brooks Asher. Boy, Brooks has had a great ball game tonight. 18 points for St. Cecilia. Asher goes over to Sheehy. Now top of the key, that's Cannon Howell with the ball. Donovan Trumbull has now gone back to a man-to-man defense. He started out man, went to 1-3-1. Now they're back to man-to-man. Here's Dasher back out here to Cannon Howell. Swings it left side to Seeley. 4-3. Shot is going to be short. No good. He gets his own rebound. Seeley in the lane. Puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Grady Cook, and a foul is called. A foul here will go on St. Cecilia. That's going to go on Trevor Ernst. That's going to be his third foul. Team foul number two on the Hawks here in the second half of play. Non-shooting situation. So Donovan Trumbull will inbound the ball. Jordan Slough will come back the other direction here for the Cardinals. Waist-high dribble. Right-handed as he brings it into the offensive zone. Flips it away to Will Fong down at the top of the key. St. Cecilia is in a zone defense now. Will Fong with the ball on the wing. Dribbles to the top of the key. Hands it away to Burr. Dribbles inside. Puts up a 10-footer. That one won't go. And the rebound comes down to Ernst. Now with a pass to the far sideline to Seeley. Gets the ball ahead. Asher for three. Shot is up there. He buries another one. Brooks Asher has now got 21 points in the ball game, and St. Cecilia's got a 5-point lead. 35-30 now. Here's Burr driving for the hole. His shot is going to be no good. The ball is going to be deflected out of bounds. St. Cecilia ball. This is the biggest lead of the ball game now for St. Cecilia. They had a 4-point lead in the first half. Now they're up by 5 points here in the third quarter. 35-30. The Hawks have the ball. Brooks Asher comes back the other way. He's going to be picked up here by Lorenzo Williams. Sheehy has got it deep in the corner of the right side to Cannon Howell out here in 3-point territory. Cannon Howell looks to drive it. He gives it up now to Sheehy. Sheehy dribbles right to left across the top of the key. Now runs it inside. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Howell grabs the rebound. Has it poked away by Slough and is picked up here by Donovan Trumbull coming back the other way. Asher had it. He lost it. It's picked up by Ernst and the foul is called. The foul here is going to be on Jordan Slough of Donovan Trumbull. That's going to be his second. So two fouls now on Slough. Team foul number two on the Cardinals. It's going to be Sheehy inbounding the ball now in front of the scorer's table here on the near sideline. Cannon Howell checks out. Here comes Alex Tino into the ball game. Here comes Zach Kitten back in now for head coach Kevin Asher. 4:17 to play in the third quarter, 35-30. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over second-ranked Donovan Trumbull here in boys high school basketball action. Here's Brooks Asher. Asher goes over to Tino. High right side, down to Kitten. Donovan Trumbull into man-to-man. Here's Asher again for three. His shot's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. It's lost, and the foul is called on the rebound. Grady Cook went down, and the foul is going to be called here on Sheehy. That's going to be his third. Three fouls now on Sheehy. 4:02 to play here in the third quarter. 35-30 is the score. The Hawks up by 5 points. It's going to be Donovan Trumbull bringing the ball up now. Jordan Slough works back here against Tino. Slough races the ball in the offensive zone, cuts it to the center of the floor, drives it down the left side of the lane to the basket. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound, Sheehy. Sheehy out with the pass to the far sideline to Tino. Tino brings it into the offensive zone, cuts for the hole, drives to the basket. His shot, no good. Rebound, Burr. Foul called. Foul's going to go on Trevor Ernst. Trevor Ernst picks up the personal foul. I think that's number 4 now on Trevor Ernst. They had Tommy O'Keefe down to the scorer's table to check in for him. Couldn't get him in there in time. Also coming to the ball game is going to be Braden Poppy. So now it's going to be Ernst coming to the bench and also Sheehy coming to the bench. Ernst has got 4. Sheehy has got 3 fouls. We're down to 3:43 to play. Here in the third quarter, 35-30 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 5-point lead. Donovan Trumbull with the ball. Jordan Slough down the far sideline. Slough gets away from Tino. Pulls up at the top of the three-point arc. Now to the elbow, left side of the lane. Goes inside to Burr. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tip tried by Burr. That one won't go. Burr gets the ball back again. He goes back up. His shot's going to be no good. Ball being slapped around. It's picked up by St. Cecilia's Poppy. Braden Poppy has got the ball here in backcourt. He gets into the far sideline. It's Zach Kitten. Kitten gets the ball ahead. Now to Tino into the forecourt. Tino to Brooks Asher. Asher gets away. Asher takes the ball down to the baseline. Gets away from Slough. His pass to Poppy. Poppy puts up a shot. Good and he's... Nope. Traveling violation. And Kevin Asher is hot here on the near sideline. A traveling violation is called on Braden Poppy, who got the field goal to the right side of the basket. It went down through the hole, but a traveling violation is called on Braden Poppy. Turnover number 8 on St. Cecilia. That would have given the Hawks a 7-point lead. Now with 3:05 to play, it's 35-30. Brooks Asher comes out here for a quick breather for St. Cecilia. End of the ball game for the Hawks will be Dayton Seeley. We're down to 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Here's Jordan Slough. Contact made. Foul called. Tino. Alex Tino picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. That's team foul number 5 called on the Blue Hawks here in the second half of play. It'll be Donovan Trumbull inbounding the ball now in front of the bench down here on the near sideline. 2:56 left in the third quarter. 35-30. Hawks have a 5-point lead. Wilt Fong inbounds the ball now to Jordan Slough. Slough gets away from Tino. Free throw line jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Dayton Seeley with a rebound. Long pass down the floor to Tino. Tino gets it to Tommy O'Keefe. Back out to Tino. Takes it to the elbow. Back to Tommy O'Keefe. Drives it for the hole. His shot is no good. Misses the easy one. And the rebound comes down to Lorenzo Williams. Lorenzo Williams back the other way in the center of the floor. Donovan Trumbull is now going to be hit with a double dribble violation. Lorenzo Williams trying to set it up out here in 3-point territory. Nobody around for St. Cecilia. And a double dribble violation is called on Lorenzo Williams. Enter the ball game now for Donovan Trumbull is going to be Tobin. Eric Tobin comes in. Here comes Grady Cook back out. 2:33 to play in the third quarter. 35-30. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 5-point lead. Donovan Trumbull led this thing at halftime by a score of 30-24. Hawks have the ball. Here's Alex Tino into the forecourt now. Bounce pass to Seeley. High right side for the Hawks. Dayton Seeley with the ball. He retreats out here near the 10-second line. Sends it over to Alex Tino now. Tino having problems with a dribble. Down in the corner to Tommy O'Keefe. Back out to Tino. Jump pass over here to Dayton Seeley. 4-3. Shot is up there. Short. No good. Rebound. Poppy. Follow shot. Good. Brayton Poppy grabs the offensive board on the putback. And the Hawks have a 7-point lead. 37-30. St. Cecilia out to the biggest lead of the ball game. Here's Tobin with the ball. Tobin now to Lorenzo Williams, drives it, throws it to the far sideline. Wilt Fong has got it. St. Cecilia is in a man-to-man defense now. Out here in three-point territory is Tobin. Dribbles to the free throw line, puts up a shot. It's going to be an air ball, and it goes out of bounds. St. Cecilia ball. And now the other official coming out here says it was tipped. It's going to be Donovan Trumbull ball. They say it was tipped out of his hands. Boy, Hawk defender got his hands on it there. We're down to a minute and 45 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 37-30 is the score. St. Cecilia leading by 7 points over second-ranked Donovan Trumbull. Lorenzo Williams with the ball. Now to Slough for three. That one's way off the mark. No good. It goes out of bounds. St. Cecilia ball. That did not draw iron and was not even close. Jordan Slough on the wing on the right side. It looks like Donovan Trumbull a little bit rattled here. He had fallen behind by 7 points. The ball is not going in the hole. And the Cardinals look a little rattled here offensively. Here's a Dayton Seeley with the ball. Brings it into the offensive zone to Alex Tino. Tino out here in 3 point territory. Splits a couple of defenders. Goes over to Dayton Seeley. Seeley holds the ball. Now drives it. Stops and pops from the elbow. His shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Wilt Fong for Donovan Trumbull. Wilt Fong gets the ball now into the hands of Lorenzo Williams. Down the floor, there's Slough. His shot is up and in. Jordan Slough works loose and gets to the basket and scores. Slough now with 9 points in the ballgame, 37-32. Hawks with a 5-point lead, 66 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Dayton Seeley with the ball for Hastings St. Cecilia being attacked out here. Now we have got a timeout called. All over him here defensively was Wilt Fong, and Kevin Asher jumps up off of the bench to call the timeout. Timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. We'll be back after this.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 58 seconds to play here in quarter number three, 37-32. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 5-point lead. And the Hawks will inbound here on the near sideline. Brooks Asher back into the ball game. He'll be the trigger man here for the Hawks. Goes into Alex Tino. And Tino will bring things up across the midcourt stripe. It looks like Donovan Trumbull has gone back to the zone defense, the 1-3-1 zone defense. Dayton Seeley has got the ball on the wing. Bounce pass back out to Tino. Entry pass to get it inside to Zach Kitten. Goes down the right side of the lane. Stops. His shot's going to be blocked down. Ball is loose in the lane. The scramble is on it. It's taken out of there by Donovan Trumbull. Running back the other way, Lorenzo Williams. Lorenzo Williams gets it in the hands of Slough now. 30 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Here's Wilt Fong with it. Wilt Fong down in the corner. There's a long-range jumper by Williams. That's around the rim and falls off. No good. Rebound Asher. Bricks Asher runs her back the other way. A pass down to four is deflected out of bounds. Alex Tino was a guy on the fly there for St. Cecilia. The ball was tipped out of bounds by Slough. Boy, Steve Hartman, the head coach for Donovan Trumbull, is way past the 10-second line down in the St. Cecilia end, saying the ball was not deflected out of there. But St. Cecilia is going to inbound the ball baseline left side underneath their own basket with 20 seconds to play. Asher comes out here to Seeley for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Offensive rebound. Kitten goes up for the shot. It misses the easy one. Ball is deflected out of bounds, and it's going to be Donovan Trumbull ball right in front of the basket. Zach Kitten misses. He had a chip try there for the Blue Hawks. 12.6 seconds to play. Here in quarter number three, it's 37-32. Alex Tino is off of the bench now for St. Cecilia. He will come in. Sheehy will come out. Remember, Sheehy is playing with three personal fouls. They want him to pick up his fourth one here in the final 12 seconds. Here comes Slough back with the ball now for Donovan Trumbull. It's a 5-point ball game. St. Cecilia out on top. Jordan Slough working against Tino. Slough shoves off. Slough dribbles it down the lane to the basket. He goes. His shot no good. Offensive rebound. Falling shot no good. And that's the end of the third quarter. As Jordan Slough pounds his fist into the mat behind the basket here as he misses the driving layup. Three quarters in the books tonight in boys high school basketball. A dandy here tonight. The score after three, Hastings St. Cecilia 37, Donovan Trumbull 32.
Gary Michaels Clothiers is a destination for everyone on your holiday list. For men, we have casual wear from Tommy Bahama, Nike Golf, St. Croix, and Cutter & Buck. For business attire, we have suits and sport coats from Hart, Schaffner, Marks, Jack Victor, and S. Cohen. And to complete the look, dress shirts and ties. For the ladies, we have Brighton accessories and handbags, shoes, and watches, as well as clothing by Windridge, Aventura, and Sharon Young. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney for that perfect gift for everyone on your list.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, here we go. The fourth quarter of play. The score is 37-32. Donovan Trumbull scored only 2 points in that quarter. They were outscored 13-2 by Hastings St. Cecilia. Now the Hawks have the lead. Donovan Trumbull has got the ball to begin his fourth and final quarter. There's Slough with the ball, dribbles to the free throw line. Slough at the Wilfong for three. Shot is up there and in. A 3-point play from the right side. Riley Wilfong now with 10 points in the ball game, 37-35. Hawks still with a 2-point lead. Brooks Asher has got the ball. Asher comes over here to Dayton Seely. It's a man-to-man defense here for Donovan Trumbull. Seely gets away. Dribbles it down the right side of the lane. Hands it away to Asher. Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in. Braden Poppy on the assist from Brooks Asher. 39-35 is the score. The Hawks back out to a 4-point lead. Wilfong with the ball out to Cook. Far sideline, Lorenzo Williams wide open. Sends it inside to Burr. Back out to Williams. He drives it off. Balance shot in the lane is no good. He's fouling the play. And Lorenzo Williams will go to the free throw line. A personal foul whistle on Deaton Seely. A second foul on Seely. Going to the free throw line for Donovan Trumbull will be Williams. He has not shot a free throw this season. He has not scored so far tonight. Lorenzo Williams will toe the mark here. A 5'7" senior for Donovan Trumbull. Williams eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot no good. Lorenzo Williams will have one more. 39-35. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 4-point lead. 7 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the basketball game tonight from Donovan Trumbull. Lorenzo Williams toes the mark for his second one. It's up there. That one is in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Poppy. Braden Poppy, the rebound here for the Hawks. Gets it in the hands of Deaton Seely. Poppy sets a screen. Seely brings it into the offensive zone. Hands it away now to Sheehy. Sheehy drives it down the right side of the lane. Drives a dish off to Poppy, and he wasn't looking for it. It goes out of bounds. Turnover on St. Cecilia, their ninth of the ball game. 39-35, the Hawks with a 4-point lead. Donovan Trumbull now back with the ball. Jordan Slough brings it across the midcourt stripe here as he calls the play. Deaton Seely will pick him up. There's Lorenzo Williams on the wing. Grady Cook at the top of the key over to Slough on the wing again. Takes it to the free throw line out to Wilfong. His shot for three is going to be short. No good. Gets his own rebound down to the baseline. Wilfong brings it back out here to Slough. Drives it down the right side of the lane. His shot good. Jordan Slough takes it right to the hole and scores. He's got 11 points. 39-37. The Hawks now with a 2-point lead. St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's Brooks Asher. Comes to the near sideline to Zach Kitten. He puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here into 3-point territory. Sends it to Sheehy. Sheehy dribbling with it. There's a 3-pointer put up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound Seely. Dayton Seely bounce pass down to Poppy as it knocked out of his hands out of bounds. Getting his hands on it there was Jordan Slough. I think Poppy wants to come out. Yeah, he's gassed. And coming into the ball game is going to be Trevor Ernst. He will play with four personal fouls here for head coach Kevin Asher. 6 minutes and 14 seconds to play in the game. 39-37. Hawks with a 2-point lead. Sheehy will inbound the ball. Comes way outside now to Dayton Seely. Dayton Seely out here in 3-point territory. Doesn't use a Brooks Asher screen. Seely moves the ball down the left side of the lane. Stops there. He's in trouble. Dayton Seely looking to get away. There's a nice pass inside. A shot by Ernst is no good. The ball tapped out. It is picked up here by Brooks Asher. Nice job tipping the ball out there by Trevor Ernst. Driving the ball to the hole is going to be Kitten. He comes out to Asher, comes across the top to Seely. Now to Sheehy. Sheehy at the top of the key fakes the three. Two-handed pass goes over to Zach Kitten, who hands the ball away to Brooks Asher. Picked up there by Lorenzo Williams. Asher, he has got 21 points in the ball game for Hastings St. Cecilia. There's Sheehy to the free throw line. Bounce pass to Seely. Gets away, and now we got a foul called. Seely took the ball inside, and he's going to be fouled into play there by Riley Wilfong. That's going to be the second foul on Wilfong. That's going to be team foul number three on Donovan Trumbull here in the second half. So a non-shooting situation. St. Cecilia will play things in. We're down to 5 minutes and 34 seconds to play in the game. Hastings St. Cecilia 39, Donovan Trumbull 37. Sheehy inbounds the ball for Asher. His three-pointer put up there, no good. Ball tapped to the corner. It goes out of bounds. The officials look to give the ball to the Hawks. St. Jose will inbound the ball on the far side, deep in the corner. That's going to be Sheehy triggering things in. 5:28 to play in the game. 39-37. Hawks have a two-point lead, outscoring Donovan Trumbull 13-2 in the third quarter of play. Here's Zach Kitten with the ball now for St. Jose. Zach Kitten trying to get away from Creighton Burr. Gets it into the hands of Deaton Seeley now. Seeley out here in three-point territory. Hands it away to Sheehy. Drives it to the hole. Loses control. The scramble is on. Jump ball is called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of who? Possession arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia. So the Hawks maintain control down here. Hawks will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Here comes Cannon Howell back into the ball game. Trevor Ernst will check out. We're down to 5 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia 39. Donovan Trumbull 37 in boys high school basketball. Here's Sheehy inbounding the ball to get it to Brooks Asher. Left side of the lane, who flips it out here to Seeley. Dayton Seeley circles around, cuts it for the holders. A bounce pass is going to be kicked. And again, the Hawks will play things in. Creighton Burr getting his foot on it there for Donovan Trumbull. St. Cecilia plays it in this time. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Sheehy will again trigger things in with 5:06 to play in the fourth quarter. Sheehy will get things in to Seeley. On the right sideline, the ball poked away. Now we got a foul called on Riley Wilfong. Wilfong picks up his third personal foul. That's going to be team foul number four on Donovan Trumbull. St. Cecilia again, this time will inbound the ball on the far sideline. Sheehy will do the honors again. He's got the ball. He's looking to inbound. Looking. Finally gets it out here. Grabbing the ball there is going to be Asher. Right at the 10-second line. Brooks Asher could have got called for an over and back right there. He's straddling the line. Cannon Howell has got the ball now to a Dayton Seeley. Seeley, high right side, picked up there by Wolfong of Donovan Trumbull. Dayton Seeley still with the ball, now to Sheehy. 4:45 to play in the ball game. It's a two-point contest. St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's Brooks Asher. Asher to Sheehy on the far sideline. Sheehy gets away, drives it for the hole, is driving layup. No good, and he's fouled into play. As Sheehy goes tumbling down behind the basket. A foul is going to be called here on Donovan Trumbull. The personal is going to be whistled on Lorenzo Williams. That's going to be his fourth foul. That's going to be team foul number five in the Cardinals. This will be a shooting foul. As Alex Sheehy was in the act of shooting, driving for the hole. Sheehy's got 8 points in the ball game. No free throws so far tonight, but he's 5 of 6 for the season at 83%. He'll have two shots. His first one, good. 40-37, Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead. Hawks looking for their first win of the 2013-2014 season here tonight after suffering losses on their opening weekend to Columbus Scotus and the Bishop Newman. Donovan Trumbull looking to go to 3-0 after wins over Blue Hill and St. Paul. Next shot is up there. It is good by Sheehy. Hawks now leading by 4 points. 41-37 here in the fourth quarter. Jordan Slough has got the ball for Hastings St. Cecilia to Wilfong. Wilfong down at Creighton Burr. He drives the ball right side of the lane. Can't put up a shot. Comes out here. Riley Wilfong has got it. Over to the far sideline to Jordan Slough. Slough driving the ball to the baseline under the hole. Bounce pass to Lorenzo Williams. Back out to Wilfong. His three-pointer is no good. Rebound. Follow shot good by Wilfong. Riley Wilfong gets the field goal after he misses a shot initially. He follows the shot, got the rebound in the lane, and scores off of the window. He's now got 12 points. And now we got a timeout, Donovan Trumbull. 4 minutes and 5 seconds to play here in the basketball game. We've got a timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. Let Scott and the crew assist you for all of your pharmaceutical needs. Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. We'll be back after this.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service. From seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
This scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Girls high school basketball action tonight. Centura beat Adams Central by a score of 53-45. The Patriots are now 0-5. Holdridge beating Hastings High tonight 57-40. The Tigers are now 0-3. Hastings St. Cecilia improves to 3-0 as the Hawkettes beat Donovan Trumbull tonight by a score of 65-39. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington in Hastings. Boys contest 41-39. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 2-point lead. We're down to 4 minutes to play here in the basketball game. Dayton Seely has got the ball for the Hawks. The Brooks Asher, who's had the hot hand, he's got 21 points in the ball game tonight for the Hawks. There's Sheehy with the ball on the right sideline. The basketball is going to be stripped away by Slough. Turnover number 10 on St. Cecilia. Slough runs her back the other way. Jordan Slough then throws the ball away. Not looking for the ball was Eric Tobin. The pass went behind Eric Tobin. He wasn't looking for that one as Jordan Slough throws the ball into the Donovan Trumbull bench here on the near sideline. 7 turnovers now on the Cardinals. So Hastings St. Cecilia will get the ball back here. 3 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia 41, Donovan Trumbull 39. Bringing the ball up slowly is going to be Brooks Asher. Crosses the 10-second line and hands the ball away to Dayton Seely. Picked up there by Creighton Burr. Driving for the hole is Seely. He stops. His shot's going to be blocked down by Tobin, and the ball is recovered by Eric Tobin. Off to Jordan Slough. Here come the Cardinals now. A chance to pull ahead with a 3-point field goal. Jordan Slough has got it as he moves it on the dribble to the far side behind the screen from Tobin. Slough drives the ball to the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped to the far sideline. It's picked up by Sheehy. Sheehy has got it for the Hawks, and he has it knocked out of his hands, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Donovan Trumbull. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Eric Tobin. That's going to be his first. Eric Tobin picks up his first foul. Also in the area was Creighton Burr. Unfortunately enough for Donovan Trumbull, it went on Tobin because that would have been the fourth foul on Creighton Burr. 3:01 to play here in the fourth quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Donovan Trumbull tonight by a score of 41-39. Alex Sheehy with the ball now for the Hawks. Brings it into the offensive zone. High post, Cannon Howell. Right side of the lane, Cannon Howell now backs up out here in the three-point territory. Man-to-man defense here for Donovan Trumbull. They hand the ball away to Brooks Asher. Asher dribbling with the ball out here near the 10-second line. Now to Dayton Seely. 2:40 to play in the ball game. St. Cecilia leading by two. Cannon Howell, 35 feet away from the basket in the center of the floor. Comes to the near sideline to Kitten. The ball is going to be deflected into the backcourt. It's going to be picked up down there, and now we got an over and back violation. It was not deflected. It was off the hands of Zach Kitten. So an over and back violation on Hastings St. Cecilia. That's the 11th turnover on the Hawks. Coming into the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Braden Poppy. Coming out will be Cannon Howell. So a turnover on Hastings St. Cecilia. Donovan Trumbull has got the ball now with 2 minutes and 30 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, it's 41-39. St. Cecilia with a 2-point lead. Slough with the ball. Now to Lorenzo Williams. Now to Jordan Slough out here in 3-point territory to the free throw line. Grady Cook has got it. Cook in trouble. Gets the ball away to Lorenzo Williams on the wing on the right side. They're giving Williams the 3-pointer. He won't take it. Creighton Burr is going at it inside with Zach Hitton. No foul called there. At the free throw line, Lorenzo Williams has to get rid of it. He does. Grady Cook drives it against Poppy. His shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Asher. Asher has got the ball for St. Cecilia. 2 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia trying to upset second-ranked Donovan Trumbull tonight. Now we got a foul called here as a Jordan Slough goes after it here with the Alex Sheehy. And a foul is going to go on Slough. Jordan Slough picks up his third personal foul. And again, Jordan Slough is pleading his case here with the official here on the near sideline. It's going to be Alex Sheehy going to the charity stripe here for Hastings St. Cecilia. Eric Tobin is going to come into the ball game now for Donovan Trumbull. Going out is going to be Lorenzo Williams. Alex Sheehy to the free throw line. He's 2-for-2 tonight. 7 out of 8 for the season. Alex Sheehy has got 10 points in the ball game. The Hawks with a 2-point lead, 41-39. Alex Sheehy will toe the mark here. The St. Cecilia will 1-1. The shot is good. Each team now with 17 fouls here in the second half of play as Alex Sheehy hits the first free throw. That gives the Hawks a 3-point lead, 42-39. 1:58 to play here in the fourth quarter. Alex Sheehy will have one more. His shot is up there, and his shot good. 2 free throws by Sheehy, 43-39. The Hawks now with a 2-possession lead. Here comes Jordan Slough back the other way. Slough bounce pass, Grady Cook, high post to give the ball away again to Slough, and he's going to be fouled in the play. Runs into Dayton Seely, and Seely picks up the personal foul. The third foul on Dayton Seely. And now going to the free throw line for Donovan Trumbull on a one-and-one situation is going to be Jordan Slough. Slough has got 11 points in the ball game, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for the season. He is 2 out of 6 from the line. Minute and 50 seconds to play. Here comes Sheehy back into the ball game. Going out will be Braden Poppy. Jordan Slough to the free throw line. He rushed for over 2,000 yards during the fall. Free throw up there, no good. And a rebound comes down to St. Cecilia's Cannon Howell. Howell has got the ball here in backcourt. Tries to get it away. He does. Nearly intercepted, but Asher gets it back. Races the ball down the right sideline, and now Pops calls the timeout. Kevin Asher calls the timeout. The head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia with a minute and 39 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. We'll be back after this.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Donovan Trumbull, this group of players, they started the football season back in August. They have not lost the entire school season so far. It's 43-39 now in their third game of the basketball season here. The Hawks have a four-point advantage. And St. Cecilia will inbound the ball on the far sideline. Sheehy has got it. He gets it into Cannon Howell. Man-to-man defense here for Donovan Trumbull. They go down low to Kitten. He goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good. Tip try, no good. Rebound. Kitten, follow shot. He's following the play. Zach Kitten gets a couple of golden opportunities right there and finally is fouled from behind by Raleigh Wolfong. That's going to be his fourth. So Zach Kitten will go to the free throw line here for Hastings St. Cecilia, 6'4" sophomore. Played on the varsity level a season ago as a freshman. Now playing a big role here for Kevin Asher for the 2013-2014 season. His free throw is up there and in. Zach Kitten now 1 out of 2 from the free throw line tonight. He's got 3 points in the ball game. Braden Poppy back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia as Cannon Howell will come to the bench. Alex Tino also comes in for Dayton Seeley. 44-39 is the score. St. Cecilia with a 5-point lead. And going to the free throw line again for his second shot here is going to be Zach Kitten. Looks up there. It's down through the hole. Perfect. Nothing but twine for Zach Kitten. It's 45-39 now. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead with a minute and 29 seconds to play. Donovan Trumbull has got the ball. Here's Jordan Slough. Slough at the free throw line. Gives it up. Creighton Burr. Three-pointer. Rims off. No good. Rebound. Brooks Asher. Asher has got the ball for St. Cecilia to the near sideline. Alex Sheehy, and he throws the ball away. Was it tipped out? It was. It was tipped out there by Donovan Trumbull getting his hands on it there. For the Cardinals was Riley Wolfong. St. Cecilia will inbound baseline right side underneath their own basket. A minute and 13 seconds to play in the game. Hastings St. Cecilia 45, Donovan Trumbull 39. Donovan has scored only 9 points here in the second half. Inbounds pass is deflected out of bounds here by Burr. Donovan led at halftime 30-24. We now got a minute and 12 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia leads 45-39. St. Cecilia will inbound here on the near sideline. Alex Sheehy right in front of the Blue Hawk bench will inbound the ball. Sheehy looking. He finally gets it into Dayton Seeley. He's fouled into play here by Creighton Burr. Burr picks up his fourth personal foul. So now Slough's got 3. Burr's got 4. Lorenzo Williams has got 4. Riley Wolfong has got 4 for Donovan Trumbull. Trevor Ernst has got 4 for St. Cecilia. Sheehy with 3. Zach Kitten with 3. Dayton Seeley with 3. Seeley now goes to the free throw line for the Hawks. He is 0-for-1 from the charity stripe tonight. 4 out of 8 for the season. Dayton Seeley's got 2 points in the ball game. This will be a 1-and-1 situation. St. Cecilia with a 6-point lead. The shot is up there. It is good. He'll get one more. St. Cecilia now leading Donovan Trumbull by a score of 46-39 with a minute and 10 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. There's the next shot. It's up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Grady Cook. 46-39. St. Cecilia leading by 7 points. Here comes Jordan Slough back up the floor. Drives it. Hops to the basket. His shot is up there left-handed and scores. Jordan Slough hits the field goal. He's now got 13 points in the ball game, and now we've got a timeout from Donovan. Donovan Trumbull wants to call a timeout to talk things over. Brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. 59.7 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We're heading to the wire. The score, it is St. Cecilia 46, Donovan Trumbull 41.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Donovan Trumbull High School here tonight. High school basketball brought to you by 1230 KHIS. As we are back in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. 59.7 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia leading Donovan Trumbull by a score of 46-41. It's going to be the Hawks inbounding here in backcourt. In fact, Donovan Trumbull is going to have all their defenders back here as well. Sheehy will inbound the ball for Hastings St. Cecilia. Working the baseline, he gets it in here to Asher. Races down the near sideline, and he's going to be fouled in the play here. It's going to go on Slough. That's going to be his fourth foul. But Jordan Slough picks up personal foul number four, and that's going to send Brooks Asher to the free throw line. Asher with 21 points in the basketball game here tonight. He has hit 6 3-pointers in the contest. And he has 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. He'll have 2 shots here. That's the 10th team foul on the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. His first free throw is up there and in. So Asher will have one more shot here. It's now 47-41. St. Cecilia with a 6-point lead. Asher will have another free throw here. 57.8 seconds to play in the fourth quarter tonight from Donovan Trumbull. Next shot is up there. Asher hits another free throw. 48-41. Here comes Slough back on the dribble now for Donovan Trumbull. Slough penetrates down the lane, puts it up there left-handed and scores. Tough shot there by Jordan Slough as he scores going to the hole. He's now got 15 points in the ball game. And again, Donovan Trumbull wants to call a timeout. Brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings. Remember, you can call them anytime at 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Donovan Trumbull High School tonight. 49.2 seconds to play here in this one. 48-43 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Brooks Asher leading the way for the Hawks tonight. He has got 23 points in the basketball game. Asher, in the first 2 games this year, only averaged 4.5 points per ball game. Leading the way for Donovan Trumbull now, Jordan Slough, he has got 15 points. Riley Wilfong, he has got 12. So St. Cecilia again will inbound here in backcourt. Donovan Trumbull has got all 5 of their defenders back here. Braden Poppy has got the ball. Poppy now to Sheehy. There's a long pass down the floor. Zach Kitten has got it, and he has run over down here. A foul is going to be called. Zach Kitten was going to the hole, and he was fouled from behind. Could have been close to an intentional foul, but I don't think they call it. No. Eric Tobin is hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his second. So going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia is Zach Kitten. Hit a couple of free throws just a few seconds ago. Kitten has got 4 points in the ballgame. 48-43. St. Cecilia with a 5-point lead. Kitten will have 2 shots here as Donovan Trumbull is over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. So Zach Kitten, the sophomore, will toe the mark again for Kevin Asher and the Blue Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia. His shot is up there. The shot is no good off of the right side. Zach Kitten will have one more. A two-possession ball game at 48-43 here tonight. But a great ball game. It was 30-24 in favor of Donovan Trumbull at halftime. The Hawks outscoring the Cardinals 13-2 in the third quarter. Their defense has been tough here in the second half. Next shot is up there. He misses that one, and the rebound comes down to Creighton Burr. Gets it away to Jordan Slough. Here come the Cardinals now. Slough with the ball. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Slough looking to get away. Drives it over on the right side now. Down to the baseline. Has to get rid of it. Here's a Mitch Sawyers is in the ball game to Burr. Throws it to the far sideline to Wilfong. Really threw that baby away. There's Burr. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up by Sheehy, and he's fouled in the play by Wilfong. Wilfong picks up the personal foul. St. Cecilia going to shoot some free throws now at the other end. That's going to be five personal fouls on Riley Wilfong. He fouls out of the ball game now with 22.2 seconds to play. St. Cecilia looking to upset the number two-ranked team in Class C2. That's five fouls on Riley Wilfong. Going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia is going to be Alex Sheehy. Sheehy, 4 out of 4 from the line tonight. 9 out of 10 for the season. Riley Wilfong is going to come to the bench. And coming into the ball game now is going to be Noah Keller. Remember, this team did not lose during the football season as they won the Class C2 state championship this fall. Now they've won their first two games here in basketball, but they're trailing here 48-43 with 22.2 seconds to play. Sheehy shot from the line is up and in. Alex Sheehy now 5 of 5 from the free throw line tonight. 13 points, 49-43. This will give the Hawks a 3-possession lead in the final 20 seconds of this ball game. Next shot is up there, good. 50-43, St. Cecilia has got the lead. Here's Slough with the ball. He drives it to the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Sheehy. He's double-teamed, and now a foul is going to be called back here. Sheehy came down with a board. And now some words have been exchanged there between the Cardinals and Sheehy. Remember, these two teams played on the gridiron this fall, and it was an exciting ball game here in Donovan late in the season. A 14-6 football game this fall. A big time rivalry here between Donovan Trumbull and Hastings St. Cecilia. Guess who's going back to the free throw line? Alex Sheehy, 6 out of 6 so far tonight. Shot is up there. It is good by Alex Sheehy. Hastings St. Cecilia now with a lead over Donovan Trumbull. It's 51-43 as Alex Sheehy will prepare for his second shot. Is up there. He cans that one. Alex Sheehy, 16 points in the basketball game tonight. Racing St. Cecilia, it's a 9-point ball game, 52-43. Here comes Donovan Trumbull back the other way. Creighton Burr, a long three is put up there. That shot's going to be no good. Offensive rebound by Keller. His shot no good. Rebound Sheehy. And that's going to be the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia upsets Donovan Trumbull tonight in boys high school basketball. Final score here in this one. A great contest here tonight at Donovan Trumbull. Hastings St. Cecilia 52, Donovan Trumbull 43. Donovan Trumbull now 2-1 on the season as they will head for Harvard tomorrow night. Hastings St. Cecilia improves to 1 win and 2 losses. They will head for Blue Hill tomorrow night. Again, the final score in this one. Hastings St. Cecilia beats Donovan Trumbull by a score of 52-43. Back with a recap after this.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, replace them with Anderson Windows. With low E-glass, low maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, standard and custom sizes, they can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement.
Get all your Anderson window and door products at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, your home improvement experts in Holstein.
I grew up in a small town about 30 miles from here. When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. I remember it was Good Friday, Easter week, and that was just tragic. It really was a life-changing experience for me. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. She was like family to me, so I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family. I think that's very important to have that connection. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I'll do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day. I know I've made a difference in their life. I'm Chandra Muskie. nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center. I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings St. Cecilia outscores Donovan Trumbull 28-13 in the second half tonight, and they go on to beat Donovan Trumbull by a score of 52-43. A whale of a basketball game here tonight for this early season contest. Donovan Trumbull led 16-15 after the first quarter. Cardinals led at halftime 30-24, but then St. Cecilia outscoring the Cardinals 13-2 in the third quarter to grab a 37-32 advantage going into the fourth and final quarter. And St. Cecilia hitting some free throws down the stretch. And they knock off Donovan tonight by a score of 52-43. So the Blue Hawks now 1-2 in the season. They will play at Blue Hill tomorrow night. Donovan Trumbull, they are now 2-1. They'll play at Harvard tomorrow night. Jordan Slough leads the way tonight for Donovan Trumbull. He scores 15 points in the ballgame. Slough had 7 field goals, and he was 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. Riley Wiltfong, he ends up with 12 points in the ball game tonight. He had 1 3-pointer, had 5 2-point field goals, and he was 1 for 1 from the free throw line. So Slough with 15, Riley Wiltfong had 12. Wiltfong, he fouled out with 2 minutes and 22 seconds to play. Also in double figures tonight was Creighton Burr. He scores 10 points all in the first half of play. He had 3 field goals, and he was 4 out of 10 from the free throw line. The other scores for Donovan Trumbull, it was Grady Cook scoring 4 points. Eric Tobin had 2. Donovan Trumbull ended up shooting 8 out of 14. Now check that, 8 out of 19 for the free throw line of the ball game tonight. They missed all 5 free throws in the second half of play. St. Cecilia connected on 18 out of 26 free throws tonight. They were led by Brooks Asher, a whale of a performance by Asher. He knocks down 6 3-pointers in the ball game, was 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. Asher scores 23. Alex Sheehy, 16 points in the ball game. He was a perfect 8 out of 8 from the free throw line here tonight as he knocked down 2 3-pointers and also had a 2-point field goal. So Asher with 23. Sheehy with 16. The other scores for St. Cecilia, Braden Poppy had 4. Zach Kitten had 4 points. 3 for Dayton Seeley and 2 for Cannon Hell. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight by a score of 52-43. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's post-game show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings' link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
This is the player of the game on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Let's head courtside and get the candidates for tonight's player of the game.
All right, back here it's Donovan Trumbull again. Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off Donovan Trumbull tonight by a score of 52-43. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. Again, down the stretch, a couple of guys really rose to the occasion. Brooks Asher, he scores 23 points in the basketball game tonight. Alex Sheehy, 16 points, hit several free throws down the stretch. Zach Kitten had some big free throws down the stretch, although he scored just 4 points in the basketball game tonight. All candidates for our player of the game. We'll come back and announce our winner right after this.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
The game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia after averaging just 4.5 points per ball game in the first two contests here tonight. He steps up big, big, big time tonight. Brooks Asher hit 6 three-pointers in the basketball game tonight. 5 out of 6 in the free throw line. In the first half, came back with 11 more in the second half. He scores 23 for the ball game. Brooks Asher is going to be our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia as the Hawks knock off Donovan Trumbull by the score of 52-43. Brooks Asher, our player of the game tonight for St. Cecilia. Stick around. Coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game. Stay tuned. The coach is on his way as more postgame coverage continues here on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net. Now, let's get you back out to the court and hear from the coach on the coach's post-game show.
Hastings St. Cecilia, I'm setting Donovan Trumbull here tonight in boys high school basketball. Final score of 52-43 as St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher joins us in the post-game show. And coach, a whale of a basketball game this early in the season. You couldn't ask for anything better here tonight.
No, you're right. It's, you know, the atmosphere was district-like, and we knew that coming in. And we played on the road last Saturday night, you know, and that was a really tough environment, and our kids didn't handle it very well. But I could tell a different team showed up Monday, they knew the challenge was there on Friday night. And I guess it's all – I talked to them a lot about if you're prepared, you should be confident, you should be loose – nerves might be there early on, but once we got into the game, you know, I thought our kids didn't shake at all.
What happened in the second half? You guys fell behind 30-24 at halftime, came back and held Donovan Trumbull at just 2 points in the third quarter. You outscore him in the second half of 28-13, a completely different game, and halves.
Rebounding and physical mentality inside. I thought they really controlled the boards the second half. I think we were minus 8 or something going into the second half, and we out-rebounded them by 11 in the second half, so we ended up plus for the game. And that's what I told the kids. I said, even on free throw situations, they were just physical. I mean, there's a reason that they're, you know, the type of team and dynamic like they have with those unbelievable 8 seniors. And you know, but I told our kids, if you keep the game close throughout three, you know, you're going to give yourself a great chance, because they haven't been in a close game, and they probably still don't have their legs. You know, they played a heck of a ball game with only 2 weeks of practice.
It looked like they kind of bullied you guys around in the first half, and then in the second half, it looked like you didn't want to take it in the third and fourth quarters.
Well, that's a credit to our kids. I mean, they just said, and we switched our defenses up a little bit. We really had to sag in on Burr and Cook inside because they were hurting us bad the first half. And if they hit shots, we were probably not going to win the ball game because they had a 6-point lead, and if they make some shots. But, you know, everybody knows that they haven't been a great shooting team for the last 3 years, and, you know, as those legs go, so does the mind, so does the mentality, and sometimes, you know, they just didn't get a shot to go down for them, and it was fortunate for us that we were doing a better job rebounding.
And I think I mentioned in the Broncos, it looked like you really had them frustrated offensively in the second half of play tonight.
Well, and you know, that's just a matter of kids being in the right position and taking away what their, you know, their go-to guys are. I thought Slough did a nice job just creating offense for himself, but you know, the second half we just really keyed in on Burr, and we didn't let Will Fong. I think he hit two shots in the second half, but you know, you just those are the big three, and as long as you can control them and keep them in the 15 or under range, there's their 45. And you know, I thought we've always had success right now playing defense against Donovan. Now, offensively, at times we weren't very good, but I thought, you know, their athleticism, you know, as the game wore on, was a little bit slower than it was early in the first, early in the third, and I thought we did a great job offensively in the second half.
shut down Creighton Burr in the second half. You don't see that very often. He scores nothing in half number two.
No, he's wherever he wants to go to college, Division II or lower, he can definitely do that. And, you know, we told our kids he's going to get touches. He's going to be load inside. He, you know, was on the glass all night, but we just had to have two bodies around him. And, you know, sagging off with the guard, we just said if the ball goes to the wing, the guard's got sag in and try to do a good job on taking anything penetration-wise towards the basket, whether it was a pass or a drive away.
Offensively tonight, I don't know what you fed Brooks, but came up big time tonight, 23 points in the ballgame. You and I kind of talked during the week that, hey, Brooks is having a tough start of the season. He saved the best for this ballgame here today.
Well, and, you know, him going to the gym Sunday was a big step for him. He's a sophomore. He had a tough game on Saturday night, and you know, I didn't say a thing. I want to be the dad on Sunday. I don't want to be the coach. And he asked if he could go to the gym, and I think that's where it starts. He's only a sophomore, and he's got to realize that there's a little bit of expectation there, you know, from what he had a nice little freshman season last year. But, you know, credit the whole team, because I thought there was a point in that third quarter that the kids were looking for a hot hand, and he fortunately had the hot hand. And you got to give our team credit. That's what I told him in the locker room. I said, we had one guy getting a few shots to go down. You got to keep finding that guy. And after the game, the kids, you know, just said, you know, that's what they wanted to do was get him the ball. So, you know, that's a credit to the unselfishness of five seniors and accepting a bunch of sophomores who are just as raw as can be.
Alex Sheehy steps to the line late in the ball game and cool as a cucumber and sank free throw after free throw after free throw to kind of keep you guys at a 5-7 point lead.
Yeah, he's our leader, and that's who we want to have the ball late in the game. Him or Brooks, we got a lot of confidence in those two. And, you know, when you give a senior like that the opportunity to, you know, beat a team just down the road 12 miles on their home floor, he went to the boards and he grabbed every rebound there late, and we challenged him at half with that. We said, you know, look at your rebound stat. You know, I don't think he had a rebound at half. And we said, you've got to get on the glass because they're not going to let you have anything at the three-point line. And he went to the rim when they went boxing one on Brooks, and they, you know, he found a way to find the ball, and that's what good players do.
Win like this can really jumpstart a season, can it?
Well, it is, and, you know, we could have came out of here 0-3, and I said that to our parent meeting and after our kids left the room. I said, 0-3, if you're playing good basketball, we could be 0-3, and, you know, we're right back kind of where we were last year with a lot more momentum. We got everybody healthy now. You noticed you bring a sophomore and Braden Poppy off the bench, and that's a difference maker. That's a wide body who can take up space, and, you know, momentum is huge in sports, and, you know, we dropped this one tonight. You know, we had to get back on the road tomorrow to Blue Hill, but, you know, our kids just really kept their composure and really grouped together at different times throughout the game, and we didn't do that at all last week. So you're right, it builds and it's contagious, and hopefully we can keep it going.
You mentioned Poppy. He didn't score a lot of points there, but he gave you some good quality bends. He pulled down some rebounds, had a couple of field goals in the ball game. He chewed up some valuable minutes when he had to get some guys out of there.
You're right. We were a little bit of foul trouble with Kitten early in the Ernst and Howell were a little bit of foul trouble in the first half. And I told Braden, I said, you'd be ready for three quarters, maybe 2 minutes at a time, because he's only practiced starting on Monday due to the fact that he has had that blown out ankle. So, you know, I don't know if he's ever going to be in sprinter shape. But he's a big load, and he really knows how to use his body inside. You know, he's just always going to be maybe a hair undersized unless he hits a growth spurt. But, you're right. Kids like that, Alex Tino came off the bench, Tommy O'Keefe. And, you know, I didn't start Cannon Howell tonight, and that's he did an excellent job off the bench. I think he played more loose, and I don't think he's, you know, he had quite a few nerves that first game.
So St. Cecilia wins it tonight over Donovan Trumbull by a score of 52-43, just walking out of here with a win. He's got to put a little pep into the stump for tomorrow night, huh?
Yeah, it's, you know, you get a win like this on the road and over a highly ranked team, and now you got to get back in your bus and go to Blue Hill, which had a big win over Superior the other night, and they're going to get better too. I know they've had some injuries with a concussion to the Poe kid, and I saw Rubelad play last week, and he's a really good basketball player, and our kids are going to have to be mentally ready. We got an emotional game here tonight, and then you got to get back in 24 hours and do it all again. So our character will be tested. I think we've got a group that we can go 10, 11 deep if we have to. And, you know, they don't come to play, they'll have to sit.
Okay, congratulations on the win. Savor that one.
Thank you.
Yep, Kevin Asher, the head coach for St. Cecilia. Again, the Hawks winning it tonight 52-43 over Donovan Trumbull. Get a final word right after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
St. Cecilia again wins 52-43, getting 23 points tonight from Brooks Asher and 16 from Alex Sheehy. Meanwhile, Donovan Trumbull, led by Jordan Slowey, had 15, and Riley Wiltfong had 12 points in the ball game tonight. Donovan Trumbull now 2-1 in the season. He'll head for Harvard tomorrow night. Hastings St. Cecilia now 1-2. The Hawks will head for Blue Hill in a boys-girls basketball doubleheader tomorrow night. Got some girls' results from earlier tonight. It was Centura beating Adams Central by a score of 53-45. The Patriots are now 0-5. Holdridge over Hastings High by a score of 57-40. The Tigers are now 0-3. Hastings St. Cecilia improves to 3-0 in the season as they beat Donovan Trumbull in the first ball game by a score of 65-39. Tomorrow, we'll be in Sioux Center, Iowa. Hastings College playing the Dort Defenders in a big, big women's men's basketball doubleheader in action in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Airtime will be at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock for the women's game, 4 o'clock for the guys. We'll have the play-by-play coverage here on 1230 KHIS. Yet in the first ball game, St. Cecilia beats Donovan Trumbull in the girls' contest 65-39. In the boys' game, St. Cecilia upsets Donovan Trumbull tonight by a score of 52-43. From my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Donovan.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, Nothing But Net. Remember, you can catch all the excitement and all the action of high school sports all season long on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. High school basketball has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.